News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Sounds like President Trump is running out of patience with Hamas, which has announced it's delaying the next hostage release, accusing Israel of ceasefire violations. Mr. Trump says that is unacceptable.
I would say this, and I'm going to let that be because that's Israel's decision, but as far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time, I would say cancel it and all bets are off.
The president says cancel the ceasefire, let the chips fall where they may. Mr. Trump has made good on a threat to slap 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports if shares of American steelmakers are surging as a result. Paper or plastic when it comes to drinking straws? The president says paper simply does not work.
On occasion, they break, they explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes, sometimes a matter of seconds. It's a ridiculous situation.
And so Mr. Trump is rolling back a Biden directive ending federal purchases of single-use plastics, including straws. Mr. Trump's Department of Government Efficiency has voided roughly $900 million worth of Education Department contracts. Federal judge accusing the administration of ignoring his order to restore full federal funding to the states. U.S. District Judge John McConnell again ordering immediate compliance. Wintry mess heading to the Mid-Atlantic region. With forecasts of heavy snow and ice, Washington, D.C. and Baltimore expected to be in the thick of the action. Tulsi Gabbard's nomination for National Intelligence Director is on its way to the Senate for a final vote, and Vice President Vance may have to cast the tie-breaking vote. The Justice Department ordering federal prosecutors to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams and halt an ongoing investigation. The Dow features down 86 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Good morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and, of course, Chuck Whitaker every 10 minutes on the threes.
Hey, good morning. There's a big wreck out in western Maryland this morning. It's east of Interstate 81, I-70, eastbound, 35-mile marker, blocking the right lane. At one point, only the shoulder was getting by. Just looked at the camera. Pretty good-sized backup. At least a mile delay heading east on I-70 after Interstate 81, but they're making some progress, at least with the right lane open. So we'll go back and revisit that in about 15, 20 minutes or so. Good start for the Beltway locally. Both the tunnels are open and ready to go, and we don't see any major problems right now. BW Parkway fairly active, of course, anywhere from Arundel Mills down through the ramps at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Next winter storm bringing us some snow late this morning and this afternoon. The heaviest snow tonight. And then tomorrow, some snow in the morning, but it begins to mix with rain, sleet, and snow. And that continues into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 24 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, 8 degrees warmer at exactly freezing 32. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott. It is 6:04, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Begin with school announcements, early dismissals, and virtual learning days amid the upcoming winter weather. Following changes have gone into effect. Edmonton County Public Schools, virtual learning today. Baltimore City Public Schools, after-school activities are canceled. In Baltimore County, they're closing 3 hours early. Charles County, 2 hours early. Frederick County Public Schools closing 3.5 hours early. Garrison Forest School closing at 3:45 this afternoon. McDonough closing 3 hours early. Prince George's County Public Schools closing 2 hours early. And Talbot County Public Schools closing 2 hours early. Washington County Public Schools closing 2.5 hours early. And both Wicomico and Worcester closing 3 hours early. So already this morning, the snow announcements are coming in. Another winter storm is headed our way. Forecasters have announced a winter storm warning for much of the state today, with snow expected to begin around the area later this evening. A heavy snow expected through much of tonight into tomorrow morning, which could make it a tricky morning commute. Baltimore leaders plan to look into the issue of increasing Baltimore gas and electric bills. On Monday, Council President Zeke Cohen was among those who council members who were calling for an investigation into BGE's rate increases and business practices. City Council has fielded numerous complaints from residents and businesses about what they call seemingly never-ending increases of their electric bills. An investigation is underway after a teenager was fatally shot in Annapolis. Officers called to the area, Whole Claw Street, that is. Last weekend, they found a teenage boy with multiple gunshot wounds. That teen was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities believe the victim and the alleged shooter knew each other, but no arrests have been announced. It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 238. Your pick 4, 5118. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at AAIAudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So according to Fox Sports, 126 million U.S. viewers tuned into the Super Bowl 59 across all platforms on Sunday, setting a record for the second consecutive year. No word on how many actually tuned out at the half. Meanwhile, Patrick Mahomes took the mic yesterday, no three-peat for Kansas City, and he put the Chiefs' loss squarely on his shoulders.
When you give a team 14 points, especially a really good football team, a Super Bowl football team, then not a lot of good things happen. And so that's why I take ownership in this loss more than probably any loss in my entire career, is because I put us in a bad spot.
The 34-point deficit Kansas City faced in the game at one point was the largest deficit that Mahomes has faced in his career. Meanwhile, City of New Orleans will not be pressing charges against the halftime performer that broke away and waved the Sudan-Gaza flag on the field before finally being apprehended. The NFL did say that he will be banned from all NFL stadiums permanently. The performer's name has not been released, and there's definitely more to this story. Coming up at 6:35, spring training a day away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey. Gracie and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott. Bread. Milk, toilet paper.
Yep. Okay, good. You got it all down.
That's right, yeah.
And, of course, that is, we got some snow coming, folks. But here in this hour, we've got the following stories on the way, including that brawl at Woodlawn High School was described as horrific. What next? And the Mad Max scene and the Christie Dome on Elon Musk. And but the top story here today, Donald Trump has completely broke the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. They have become unhinged. They just don't know what to do as he, quote, floods the zone, end of quote. And in these 23 days of his presidency, in the first 23 days of his second term as president, he is we've never seen anything like it. This is faster. This might be better than the Reagan Revolution. And there's a long way to go yet. But yesterday at Social Security headquarters in Woodlawn, Congressman Kwesi Mfume proves just how unhinged the Democrats have become.
This will be a congressional fight, a constitutional fight, yes. A legal fight, yes. And on days like this, a street fight. Yes, yes we will stand.
A street fight. A street fight, he says, after Hakeem Jeffries also talked about fighting in the streets. And then there's LaMonica McIver, Democrat unhinged Marxist from New Jersey.
We are at war. Anytime a person can pay $250 million into a campaign and they be given access, full access to the Department of Treasury of the United States of America, we
But wait,
there's more.
There's more. There's Mad Max scene.
Wow, wow, wow. Look at this crowd. Elon Musk, where are you? Bring your ass over here so you can see who's here and what we're doing. We're not afraid of you. We know that you are the co-president now of the United States of America. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to follow very closely what he's doing and how he has done it. First of all, we're here at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. What is it? This is so important. Prior to this being organized in the Dodd-Frank reforms, consumers didn't have any place to really file complaints. They didn't have anywhere to go when the biggest banks in America was ripping them off. The student loans were being undermined. They didn't have any place to go. Why does Elon Musk want to get rid of all of this? Because he's a thief. Oh. He's a gangster.
Oh,
he brings his billionaire friends along with him because they think that they can take over this country. And Trump has said, you give me enough money, you can have it.
Yeah. That's just on the hinge, folks. There's absolutely an hinge. First off, you didn't need the CFPB. You had state's attorneys general.
Yes, 50 of them.
Yeah, 50 of them that if you felt you were being ripped off by banks or by anybody, you would go and file a complaint with the state attorney general of your state. That would be Anthony Brown. If he's not too busy suing the Trump administration, he might be able to take your complaint.
613 right now. She's a trip. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck.
Just remember, Maxine, I can put your face in some dough and make gorilla cookies.
I got to tell you, one thing they're great on is mic technique, you know? I mean, they have the whole let me swallow the microphone and scream technique down perfectly.
Maxine, I'd rather kiss a snaggletooth jackass. then kiss that. Oh, my Lord.
But you repeat that, yourself.
That is the modern-day Aunt Esther. Ain't no doubt about it. Eastbound I-70 back looking at that now here in the Hagerstown area. Eastbound after Interstate 81. Still down to a single lane at the 35-mile marker. That's State Road 66. Looking at the backup right here. And, I mean, it is just crawling through there on the eastbound side. So all this traffic now trying to get out of Hagerstown and head east towards Frederick. They're looking at a delay at least 2 miles right now on the eastbound side. Beltway locally looks good. Very quiet on the JFX, as you might expect. Lanes are open. Very minor buildups early, and we're doing fine at both the harbor tunnels. We had a quick look through Annapolis, and the traffic mainly westbound in the morning is clear coming off the Bay Bridge, and then looks good over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your weather channel forecast. Today we're going to hit 35, but a winter storm is going to bring some snow by later this afternoon. Now, the heaviest snow will fall overnight, and then it mixes over into with sleet and rain tomorrow. And might last throughout the day today. Depends on where the temperature goes. And once again, the accumulating snow will depend on where you are. It looks like north and west of the city are going to get lighter accumulations. And south and east of the city, eastern shore, southern Maryland, seem to get a lot more of the accumulating snow.
Depends on who you talk to.
Yeah, it does. And
there's all kind of forecast.
Yes, they're all over the map on this one, so we'll see what happens. Right now, we're 26 in the city, 28 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Donald Trump, the president, has instructed the U.S. Treasury to stop minting new pennies. The penny is now worthless due to inflation. If you just ask someone a penny for your thoughts, it costs 35 cents.
Yes.
So don't ask. New York Jets have announced...
See, I thought he closed on J.C. Penney's. I was very concerned.
New York Jets have announced they're moving on from Aaron Rodgers. Aaron has won as many Super Bowls this year as Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
That's why. Massive recall of donuts is underway across America, and Dunkin' Donuts is affected. Wait a minute. Dunkin' sells donuts?
Who knew?
Who knew? Everything says they dropped the name. There's been a lot of confusion there. A Florida court has ruled against a mother who sued her local district for banning her from volunteering at her son's school after school administration discovered she had an OnlyFans account. Apparently, they got really upset when she wanted to show her cookies at the bake sale.
Imagine.
Tom Brady's getting bad reviews. What'd you think of Tom Brady in the broadcast booth during the Super Bowl? I thought it was
okay. He's all right.
Yeah, nothing great.
He's still learning.
Most of the complaints are coming from the Atlanta Falcons. I remember Super Bowl 51.
Yes.
Had that big lead, and then it all just disappeared. Kanye West has deactivated his X account.
Oh.
Huh.
We're not sure whether he deactivated himself or if he was banned on X. Unlike his wife's wardrobe, there was no transparency in this in this thing.
Does she wear clothes?
She does.
Yeah.
She was wearing a see-through skirt.
She was wearing a skirt then.
Yeah, it was like pantyhose material. It was mesh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very weird. Today is National Guitar Day.
I'm gonna play
you three solos.
Okay then.
See if you can identify the three solos. That's one. There's two. And number three. Hang on. What's your guess?
The third one's Hendrix. First one's Clapton.
And Layla, Derek and the Dominoes.
And I could not identify the second. I know who it is, but it's just not coming.
Chuck?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know. I was with him for the first two, but that's
Jimmy Page and Stairway to Heaven.
Of course, yeah. All right.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Should have known that.
My mind was saying, who plays guitar for Zeppelin? I couldn't think of it.
Yeah. So there you have it. All great guitarists, by the way. Some of the great guitarists of our day on National Guitar Day. All right. So, Chuck, tomorrow should be interesting. You'll really have to...
It shouldn't, because I won't be here.
you won't be here in the snow, but you'll be here reporting.
I'll be playing golf in the dark at 6 a.m.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, earlier this morning, Bruce had suggested that he should branch out and maybe you should also report on drug, sex, and human trafficking as well.
Why not?
Yeah.
If it can make a buck, why not?
Yeah. Some all at the same time.
Some of the cartels might be interested in that. Maybe I could do ICE reports.
That's right.
Who said that? The Soros stations were giving out the ICE reports.
Yes. Yeah. The one in San Jose. Now there's a newspaper in Jackson, Wyoming that has tipped off locals to coming ICE raids. Mm-hmm. And folks are upset about it. We'll get to this story a little bit later on in the show. But AG Pam Bondi is saying, we're coming after you.
Oh, yeah.
And Holman says, Leaker's going to go to jail. And Kristi Noem is calling the FBI corrupt. There's some heavy stuff going down.
And again, remember, folks, for those of you who are civil libertarians, what we're talking about is they're going to be coming after the employees who are doing the leaking. You can't come after the press. Watergate papers proved this a long time ago. The press, once they have the information, they can do with it as they wish, because that's First Amendment right. However, if you're a government employee and you're leaking stuff that puts other government employees at physical risk, that's what this does. I mean, it says, hey, go ahead, all you guys in friendly argument, are you going to arm up? Because a bunch of ICE agents are showing up right here on this morning.
Well, there isn't absolute freedom of the press.
Not absolute. But
because some reporters can go to jail if they refuse to divulge certain sources or what have you. And they've gone to jail in certain very important cases.
Yeah, Chuck, by the way, that means you do not pass go. You do not collect $200.
Right. Soros is a sleaze bag.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay for the Democrats when their billionaire is in control of many of. Come on, please. All right, Chuck. See you in just a couple. It's 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Attention, all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today, 443-609-6697.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The traffic and weather on the threes.
On Talk Radio.
Whose idea was that?
I think it was kind of called Chuck Whitaker suggested that.
Yeah.
But he wanted to start at 4 a.m.
We had to justify the paycheck.
He wanted to start at 4 a.m. Why you don't let him do that?
Now, there is some truth behind that, Mr. Casey. I'll just shut up.
Chuck, go ahead, buddy.
Only took 30 years.
Yeah. Wonder why he said I was smart. Yeah, look at that Get yourself together now. Got to sound professional.
All right.
95, Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. The ramp traffic down to Russell Street and out to the parkway. A little bit slow, but it always is. It's a single lane ramp as you come off 95 South. Lanes are open. Good to go. Both the harbor tunnels very quiet if you have to come downtown early. JFX is clear from Ruxton Road towards downtown. Big wreck out in the western part of the state. Still a single lane eastbound I-70 coming out of Hagerstown after Interstate 81. Only the right lane is open. 35-mile marker on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast says it's going to be much cooler than it was yesterday. 35 for the high, but winter storm is going to bring some snow later this afternoon. The heavy snow is going to fall overnight. Accumulating snow is expected, and mixing over to rain and sleet tomorrow as temperatures warm. Right now it is cloudy, 27. We got a winter storm warning in effect in Columbia and 27 in Owings Mills. There's more frivolity from the madcap Democrats at Social Security and CFPB. Here's Jasmine Crockett, a.k.a. the Preacher Woman.
We are here. We are also going to make sure that they uphold the law. We are not going to sit around while you go ahead and desecrate our Constitution, or you look at the laws that have been passed into law and say, never mind, we'll just ignore that. Instead, we are going to be in your face. We are going to be on your asses, and we are going to make sure you understand what democracy looks like. This ain't it.
You're right. This okay. is a constitutional republic, you dumb son of a gun.
I'm still trying to figure out how you can be in somebody's face and on their ass at the same time.
Well, most of the Democrats have their head up there.
Yeah, that makes it easier for them.
So it'd be very easy in that particular case. Johnny Zero wanted to get in on the fun.
Oh, sure.
Yesterday in Woodlawn.
Because J.B. Raskin's getting all the press.
And others, of course, and Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy as well.
You mean to tell me a man worth over $400 billion is going to decide what happens with my grandma's Social Security check? There's absolutely no oversight as to what he's doing. What's to stop him from stealing taxpayer money?
There are those that have said that we may face a constitutional crisis.
All right, constitutional crisis. My bad. It was the other clip that I wanted, but that on that note, because this is the talking point that has gone out.
Oh, the new one, yeah,
from the Democrats. We heard it from Ilhan Omar on Deface the Nation with Margaret Brennan over the weekend as well.
Yeah, I mean, what we are witnessing is a constitutional crisis. We are seeing an executive branch that has decided that they are no longer going to abide by the Constitution in honoring Congress's role in the creation of the agencies, in their role in deciding where money is allocated. And so the only recourse we have, since our congressional leadership, the speaker, will not stop the executive, is through the judiciary.
All right, so you'll hear this a lot, this phrase, there's a constitutional crisis, and you start wondering, because the Democrats are all regurgitating this same talking point. So where did this come from? And you do a little research, and you find out that, I can't remember the name of some law professor that was quoted in the New York Times, that there may be a potential constitutional crisis with Trump's executive authority, and the judicial branch is now usurping or perhaps trying to usurp the executive authority. There could be a constitutional crisis. Then that gets reported by CNN's Caitlin Collins, warning that a constitutional crisis is looming. So see, they're upping the ante everywhere they go. And as soon as that happens, you got the New York Slimes and the fake news network, the two of them using the term constitutional crisis. Then the Democrat hive, because it's a herd mentality, it's a hive mentality, they all then begin start using that term constitutional crisis.
Yeah.
So, again, to me, there is no constitutional crisis.
Excuse me.
There's Article 2.
Article 2, pretty clearly.
Which is executive authority under the President of the United States. All powers of the executive branch are vested in the executive. That is the President. And Article 3, which is the judiciary. Now, again, there are checks and balances. And occasionally, the Article 3 has to come in and say, Article 1, nah, you got that wrong. It's not constitutional. Or Article 2. But in this particular case, the plenary power that rests with the executive has to do, for instance, both Doge, created by executive authority by JFK, yeah, and the Consumer Protection Financial Bureau, created by executive order. Mm-hmm. So both of those are well within his rights to do whatever he wants with.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that they're saying, don't forget this, don't forget this, when actually what you have is, well, I mean, that's Section 2 of the Constitution is pretty clear.
Yeah. All right. Rescue Natural Supplements are pretty clear about being able, during American Heart Month, during this month, to keep your heart healthy or try to get it in healthier condition. And you do that with omega-3s. These are essential fatty acids that we don't get enough of in our diet. Frankly, only the Eskimos eat a lot more omega-3s in fish than we do. But, again, it's virtually impossible to get it in your diet. So you have to supplement with it. And we have the most powerful, pure, potent supplement on the market today with omega-3s. And now you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code OMEGA50, 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 and you can get liquid form, large gel capsule, soft, small gel capsule, any form of our omega-3s. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code OMEGA50, RES-Q.com, or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again with the update, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. A couple of school announcements to make. Nobody's closed yet, however. Well, actually, Edwarda County Public Schools, there's virtual learning going on. Ballard City Public Schools, after school activities are canceled. Baltimore County Public Schools are closing 3 hours early, so Mom and Dad be aware of that. Frederick County Public Schools closing 3.5 hours early. Garrison Forest closing at noon. No, sorry, Garrison Forest closing at 3:45, Gerstel at noon, and McDonough closes 3 hours early. Wacomico and Worcester both close 3 hours early today. As more announcements come in, we will certainly pass them along to you here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. An investigation is underway after a teenager was fatally shot in Annapolis. Officers called to an area on Holclaw Street last weekend. They found a teen boy with multiple gunshot wounds. Teen was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities believe the victim and the alleged shooter knew each other, but no arrests have been announced. Two people recovering from rescue from the icy waters in Pikesville. Baltimore County fire officials say crews rescued a man and a child from waters at Druid Ridge Cemetery Monday afternoon. Both ended up in the hospital, both expected to fully recover. How the two ended up in the frozen waters is a bit unclear. Maryland, among nearly two dozen states, filing suit against the Trump administration for defunding medical research. State's Attorney General Anthony Brown announced yesterday the state was joining 21 other attorneys general across the country in the lawsuit against the administration. And the NAACP, rather, is calling for immediate action following what the group calls a horrific brawl at Woodlawn High School, massive fight in the cafeteria. It took place January 27th, captured on camera. The video shows numerous students punching and kicking other kids. NAACP leaders are dismayed at what they call a lack of leadership at the school. 6:32 in 1 minute, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. In a world where many things happening seem unrelated, we need to always keep the big picture in mind. And the best place to look for that global overview is, of course, the Bible. The Word of God is clear that there will be chaos and upheaval as history nears an end, with wars and rumors of wars happening everywhere. One of the major end-time battles foretold by the Hebrew prophet Ezekiel will come against Israel by a coalition of Muslim nations joining forces with Russia. That, of course, has been happening piece by piece over the years. At some point, they will all descend upon Israel, intending to wipe the Jews from the face of the earth. A group like that certainly has the firepower to do it. Whether the final stage is being set or not, keep your eye in the Middle East as all the players continue to jockey for position. God's word has a 100% accuracy rate. The wars are coming. It's just a matter of when. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Pick 3, lottery number 238. Pick 4, 5118. And now at 633. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The brake lights now on the west side outer loop as we start to form up between 795 and Route 40, headed down eventually, then getting better after Frederick Road. Typical ride there. Be prepared. It's the normal delay already in play. Both the tunnels are still clear. Some minor buildups now. 895 after O'Donnell Street. 95 is busy through the area of the Keith Avenue ramp and the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. JFX are still good. No problems there. On the parkway, just the normal delays. Arundel Mills to 197, coming northbound to Powder Mill Road. Western Maryland, they're still working on the wreck east of Hagerstown, still down to a single lane, eastbound I-70, 35-mile marker, that's east of Interstate 81. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Next winter storm bringing us some snow late this morning and this afternoon. The heaviest snow tonight, and then tomorrow some snow in the morning, but it begins to mix with rain, sleet, and snow, and that continues into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Orioles' journey begins tomorrow in Sarasota. Pitchers and catchers reporting for the 2025 baseball season. Birds have made the playoffs in back-to-back years, but have failed to win a playoff game. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde recognizes there's still much work to do.
We have a long way to go still. I'm looking forward to taking the journey there with this group again. But our division's only getting tougher, and there's a lot of things that could still happen.
Ravens news, ESPN's Mike Garafolo reporting that the team is looking to extend the contract of running back Derrick Henry, as the King has expressed his desire to retire as a Raven. Here is the King on the red carpet in New Orleans last week.
Had a lot of fun, but, we ultimately came up short, and that's just what replays in my head. Yeah, but, it's a season to be celebrated. But, when you look at the big picture, we just came up short. So
Henry will count only $7 million against the cap in 2025. On the hardwood last night in D.C., the Spurs and their big man came to town.
This is a heat check. You got to be kidding. Three threes in a row for Victor Wembanyama.
Call on Monumental Sports, Victor Wembanyama. If you haven't seen him play, you got to go see him. 31 points, 15 rebounds, 3 blocks, 5 three-pointers. The 7'3" center, forward, guard can do it all. 131-121 San Antonio. Wiz now 9-44 on the year. College basketball news. Maryland big man Derek Queen earning Big Ten Conference honors this week. Co-freshman of the week. 21 points, 11.5 rebounds in 2 games this past week for Queen. A career-high 29 points in the win over Rutgers. He becomes the first player this year in the Big Ten with at least 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists in a game, earning his 4th Freshman of the Week award. Locally, keep an eye on the Towson Tigers. Winners now of 10 in a row, the latest over the weekend at Monmouth. This is the same Tigers team that had lost 6 in a row in pre-conference games. Head coach Pat Scarry on that.
And we had a ton of injuries and illnesses. You just mentioned, Tejada missed 6 games. Christian May, who's a terrific player, missed 5 games. The flu ran through our group, and we really only had 1 practice in 8.
It'll be Towson in Delaware at TU Arena on Thursday night. And speaking of Towson, Tigers lacrosse was in Syracuse last night, and they stayed with the number 2 Orange for 3 quarters. But a 7-goal fourth-quarter surge lifted Syracuse to an 18-7 win. Mikey Washar for Towson extended his point-scoring streak to 26 games. The time now is 6:37 when we return post-Super Bowl trivia for the morning drive.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
All right, so you guys are old like me, right?
Older.
So older, probably, yeah. So you'll probably get this, okay?
I doubt it.
No, you actually may get it. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, MVP of the Super Bowl, was the 3rd quarterback in Super Bowl history to go to the Super Bowl, lose his first game as a starter in the Super Bowl, and then come back and win his next game. Okay, remember he lost a couple of years ago to the Chiefs,
right?
And then he comes back Sunday and wins,
right?
So he's 1-1,
right?
The question is, who were the other two quarterbacks that also lost their first Super Bowl as a starter, and then came back and won their next Super Bowl as a starter?
Would Tom Brady be one?
Tom Brady would not.
Flacco?
Flacco would not.
Interesting.
Why? No, you guys are not as old as I thought.
No.
I'll give you a hint.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Remember, the hint is actually...
Len Dawson?
Yes, Len Dawson is one.
Yeah.
Right? They lost Super Bowl I,
right.
Came back and won Super Bowl IV.
Okay,
that's one.
Who would the other one be?
You want a hint on the other
one? Yeah.
The other one actually shares something with Len Dawson. They both went to the same college.
Oh, that's really helpful to me. Oh, gosh. Why didn't I think of them right away?
Just put us out of our misery.
He was a Boilermaker. Bob Greasy.
Oh, Bob Greasy.
Lost
Super
Bowl V. Super Bowl VI, I'm sorry, to Dallas, and then won Super Bowl VII, perfect season.
Very good.
I was about to go with Elvis Kerbeck, but, you know.
Were you?
He was Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
I think we're done with the trivia.
Good Super Bowl trivia. Until next year.
Forever.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. Good question. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Morning Drive. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Well, it's interesting because, Sean, what we're seeing now is the Democrats have come up with a talking point. Not necessarily a good talking point, but it's the only one they seem to have right now, and that is Elon Musk is actually the devil. Elon Musk is now being used where people used to say the word Hitler. It sounds like something Elon Musk would say. Oh, I bet you that's an Elon Musk kind of thing to do. He's evil for the Democrats. Just evil incarnate. And Maxine Waters' phone interview following her stunt over at the Department of Education says, well, we're going to do more. We're going to go get that guy, the almost Hitler.
You can expect more. As you know, we had thousands in front of the Treasury Department just 2 days ago. We were locked out. This is where Elon Musk had gone in and has access to all of the payment systems in this country, and who has all of the access to all of our private information, the Social Security numbers on everybody in this country.
Yeah, because they're so useful to him. Of course, that's not all Musk is doing, but that does not slow down Mad Max.
Elon Musk is basically a government gangster who's acting as president of the United States of America, and he is wreaking havoc on this country.
I don't know, Sean, have you noticed any havoc in the last couple of days? I may have
just within the Democrat Party.
Yeah, because beyond that, I'm clueless as to what the havoc is. What they're doing is you have a guy who's been appointed by a sitting president of the United States, which is in the authority of the president of the United States, to assign somebody this task, who's been told, go ahead and do a line-by-line audit. I promised it during the campaign. I give you this job. Hire who you need to in order to get this done and get it done.
And it's read-only.
Yes.
All they're doing is saying they're not dictating what is being done. They're making recommendations as to what should be done with with these payments, with this money.
Yeah, I mean, Senator John Kennedy, we'll have the soundbite from him later on in the show, but he said basically, how do you audit the government without auditing the government?
Yeah. He called it spending porn.
Yeah, I mean,
which is
amazing.
What it is.
But for Maxine, watch out. Elon's going to monetize your Social Security number.
With all of the private information that he has, he can do anything that he wants to do. I think he's capable of monetizing it.
Yeah.
He has every database to put together that he wants, that is available to him with all of this information to do anything that he wants to do with it. He can turn it into market opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. I don't trust him.
Follow the money. When the Democrats are screaming, crying foul over USAID, over CFPB, over Social Security, the gravy train is at risk here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a country, after all, where we casually give our Social Security number when we call, make a doctor's appointment, and now we're supposed to be concerned that Elon Musk and a couple of people with top secret security clearances have my number. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's hard for me to get all worked up about that. A couple of comments from Christy Noem. Bushy sounds so so sane after listening to that scene. Those are coming up in a couple of minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at the live shot here, I-95 at Route 100, Howard County. All is well. Good trip there. Looks like we're still clear. Building traffic down to the Capitol Beltway. Just looked at I-97 between New Cut Road, Benfield Boulevard. We're doing okay. The ride through Annapolis is still clear between the Bay Bridge and I-97. The Beltway west side backed up a little bit there at 795. Now it's kind of moved down a little bit again towards the ramp at Liberty Road, but really slow now from I-70 through Route 40 on the west side. But the good news is you'll break loose after Frederick Road, and then you're clear as you move down the hill eventually towards 95. They are still working on that wreck outside of Hagerstown. Eastbound I-70 has that delay east of Interstate 81 at the 35-mile marker. Don't know if this stuff on looking at the radar south and west of the area showing what could be just light snow, maybe not hitting the ground, but south of D.C., Germantown, south of Frederick, and out in the western part of the state. So heads up, just in case, that might be the leading edge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be a cloudy and cold one today, high about only 35, but then we have a winter storm warning in effect, and the snow should arrive by later this afternoon, and the heaviest snow should fall overnight, we're being told, and then mixing into rain and sleet tomorrow as temperatures begin to rise. So it just depends on where you are as to how much snow you will accumulate in your area, anywhere from 2 to 5 inches on the lighter side, up to 6 to 8 on the eastern shore, yeah. Southern Maryland, etc. Right now, it is cloudy and 25 in Forest Hill, 28 in Glen Burnie. Time to head out.
Update, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
The wreck on I-70. State police said they have just cleared the last lane that was blocked. So we're moving again eastbound I-70 after Hagerstown.
Very good. Just in time for Chuck's Wagon, the Chuck's food news, and the head out to the Chuck Wagon here for the latest items trending. In the food and beverage world, public service for our listeners, in the name of
you've got to take better care of yourself. More vegetables, less meat.
Yeah. Chuck, I have a good authority that Debbie has reached out. She has apparently found a new fragrance for you. Yeah. It's called Eau de Passion, and it's being marketed by Domino's.
Eau de Passion, the new scent from Domino's. True passion in one bottle for this Valentine's Day.
You smell that?
That's not bad, that.
Starving, we are.
Eau de Passion captures the warmth of freshly baked dough with a hint of pepperoni.
And I'll tell you what, it's not bad either.
Head over to dominospassion.com to be in with a chance of smelling like a legend. Eau de Passion. Use our mad Domino's.
Crispy dough and a little hint of pepperoni.
I like that.
Right there. Apparently, it's a new menu at Buffet City as well.
That's what I hear, Chuck. Listen, we did a little research because we know that you frequent Buffet City all the time. And we recorded the waitress, I guess, talking to one of your friends there yesterday as he was ordering.
Egg and Spam! Egg, bacon, and Spam! Egg, bacon, sausage, and Spam! Spam, bacon, sausage, and Spam! Spam, egg, Spam, Spam, bacon, and Spam! Spam, 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 egg, and Spam! Spam, 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 baked beans, Spam, 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 and Spam! Oh, lobster thermidor and crevettes with mayonnaise sauce, garnished with truffle pate brandy, and a bag of dot and Spam!
So you got the Spam dish then, huh?
Yeah, that's Livonia. She works on us all the time.
Spam is a delicacy in Hawaii. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yes, it is. Spam's not bad.
Yeah, it's a little salty.
You get past that little green thing on the rim, you know it's all right.
Little green thing on the rim. I beg your pardon. Jeez. No thanks.
You want to clarify that? No, kind of thing, I don't.
I mean around the can.
That's even worse. Wendy's.
I just dug that hole deeper just
green
then.
Things are on your can. Man.
Wendy's offers the Son of Baconator burger for a discounted price of $3 now through March 16th. Let's get this bit back on track. Dairy Queen bringing back the limited time red velvet cake blizzard. That sounds
nice.
Good. That's
like
delicious.
That. Who's that? Dairy Queen?
Dairy Queen.
Oh, okay.
Dunkin' is offering the new Dunkin's $6 meal deal. For $6, you get 6-piece hash brown, sausage, egg, and cheese, and a medium coffee. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Dunkin' deal at Dunkin'. Domino's is offering a pizza with any crust, any toppings for $9.99 now through March 2nd. Van Leeuwen, the ice cream maker, revealing new ice cream flavors of love for Valentine's Day. Chocolate strawberry surprise. That's that could be you, Chuck. You're my brown sugar.
I'm always a surprise. You know that.
You're my brown sugar cookie butter. Hug me hazelnut truffle.
Hug me hazel, yes.
Yes. Let's hang out s'more. And blackberry chip in.
Okay.
All right. That's the language of love at Leeuwen.
The language of love.
And finally, Duncan has a heart for you this Valentine's Day. The Cupid's Choice Specialty Donut and Brownie Batter Specialty Donut. Available now through Friday. Just in time for Valentine's.
Yeah, special.
All right. Good stuff. All right. I want to get that Ode to Passion. Get a little hint of that. See if that.
Yeah, just a little touch behind each ear.
Yeah. See if you really smell like a pepperoni pizza or not.
By the way, did you realize that Spam can actually be used as an underarm deodorant?
No.
It's not very effective, but it can be used that way.
Thank you very much.
Will you put a patty under each one?
Yeah.
Remember the five-day deodorant pads?
Yes.
Who the hell wore those?
Well, I could tell. Never mind.
Never mind.
We're not going to go there. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate
that's
that.
That's right. I know who you're talking about.
Kristi Noem, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, is trying to defend Elon Musk these days.
Well, she's pretty calm about it. One of the things I like about her is she seems, at least so far, fairly unflappable. She was asked about this, the hubbub around Elon Musk, this evil man who's going to do all these horrible things. And she said, just cool your jets.
Elon Musk is part of the administration that is helping us identify where we can find savings and what we can do. And he has gone through the processes to make sure that he has the authority.
You're totally
the president has granted him. I am today by the work that he's doing by identifying waste, fraud, and abuse. And his information that he has is looking at programs, not focusing on personal data and information.
Yeah. For example, here's one I just came across yesterday. USAID, among the things that they spend money on, a lot of money on, is to help fund a startup concrete company in the Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
Guess what that concrete was used for with USAID money? Guess, folks.
Right.
Miles and miles of underground tunnels.
Yeah.
Thanks a hell of a lot.
By the way, FEMA just spent nearly $60 million on housing illegals in New York City. So while people went homeless in North Carolina and are struggling with the L.A. wildfires, they sent $60 million of our tax dollars to New York to house people who shouldn't be here in the first place. That's the kind of stuff that DOGE... By the way, we'll tell you who started DOGE a little bit later on in the show. It might surprise you.
Yeah.
6:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer-quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE-certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still to come, President Trump delivers an ultimatum to Hamas. We'll have that for you coming up at the top of the hour. A pastor advocates actual violence because of Elon Musk.
Man
and
of the cloth.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, an alleged man of the cloth, because no real actual man of the cloth would certainly do that. Coming up next, your calls and comments, and also the brawl at Woodlawn High School, having a lot of people now asking, maybe it's time to shut it down.
Well, here my question is, it happened on Jan 27. Why are we just finding out about this? I mean, why didn't we know about this on January 28th? It seems to me that that's just a side question that really does have to be answered at some point. I mean, who's sitting on this information hoping it'll go away? 6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The morning construction area now, Harford County, they're there almost every day, and they start this work around 6:30, quarter to 7, on the interstate in the middle of the morning rush hour. Again, we talk about this all the time. Why? That's the answer. I don't know the answer. That was the question. I don't know the answer. But either way, they're blocking the right lane northbound after Route 24, 76-mile marker up through the 77, and already at least a half mile back up and building on 95 northbound. New wreck, Capitol Beltway heads up Prince George's County in the left-hand lane, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 450. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says winter storm warning is in effect today. 35 winter storm warning, of course, includes snow this afternoon. Heaviest snow overnight before tomorrow morning, where it will mix over with rain and sleet, depending upon the rising temperatures. Nothing as of yet. We do have some schools that are closing early. We'll have those announcements for you at the top of the hour. 28 and cloudy in Glen Burnie, 26 in Parkville. Let's take a couple of phone calls here. Bill in Owings Mills.
Morning, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
We're fine. Thank you.
I just want to say that I think the only way to get through to these numbskulls, and it's the surefire way, is to cut their funding. I'm tired of listening to their suits and countersuits, and they're going to do this and do that. And it's like, okay, scissors, the metaphorical scissors come out, and, you know, it's like cut the phone line, cut the snip. You're done.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll get the message. Because right. I really think that's the only thing they understand.
Well, and that's why they're crying foul. That's why they're screaming to the high heavens, because some of their slush funds, like USAID and CFPB and some of the, even Social Security, with $100 billion going out to unnamed recipients. I mean, really? I mean, that's our tax dollars that they're wasting, and you're right on the federal funding question. Bill, thanks for the call. Tom in Catonsville.
Morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. I really hope everybody's taking notice that our very own Senator Chris Van Hollen is leading the charge to throw millions and billions of our hard-earned tax dollars down a rat hole. But that being said, there's no evidence that Elon Musk or Doge or anybody in there needs or wants to get your information to do anything fraudulent. You know, if somebody wanted our information to do something fraudulently, all they have to do is go out to the dark web and get it, because it's there thanks to multiple government agency security breaches, Social Security, Veterans Administration, Medicare, also the credit bureaus. Instead of them wasting their time picketing outside of some office, why don't they go back to work and do something to make it harder and more difficult and more painful for these people to do something fraudulent with our information?
Bingo.
Waste of time.
You're just hitting in. Also, the private companies have been breached, and once a month I get a letter from a company, you know, whether it be a drugstore or somebody else, that you know, the information or data has been put at risk. Tom, thanks for the call.
Yeah, at the same time, there's information that hangs around that's erroneous. It can hang around for a very long time. Now, Vivian and I have been married for 36, 37 years. Gosh, I wish I remember exactly how many. But I mean,
you got roughly, Valentine's Day coming up. You don't remember? Man,
yeah, no, I don't.
You're in trouble.
I just don't. I know I am. I'm in deep, deep trouble. The only thing I'm avoiding now is that she won't wake up till 7:30. So I'm okay saying it now. We still, at this home, get mail for one of my ex-wives.
Wow.
Well, I've been married to Vivian for like 36, 37 years, and there's still a mailing list out there that has this other woman who I've not seen in 20 years. Somehow it's chasing me.
Yeah. My mother passed. It'll be 2 years this May, and I'm still getting mail for my mom. And actually, I'm getting premium coupon offers. I mean, it's amazing. We don't get them, but she was getting these great coupon offers that we're taking advantage of. So go figure. A violent fight caught on camera at Woodlawn High School on Monday, January 27th. Massive fight breaks out in the cafeteria of Woodlawn. 27 seconds of students basically punching, kicking, screaming, tables being knocked over, bodies thrown to the ground. In the video, a student gets trapped beneath two other students who repeatedly punch him in the head. Ryan Coleman, president of the Randallstown chapter of the NAACP, describes the brawl.
It's a horrific video. It's pretty much a brawl. I'd call it a brawl.
Yeah, and again, Woodlawn's got about 1,900 students. Now, there weren't 1,900 students brawling, but you can't really tell how many were brawling. What you can tell, there wasn't a single adult anywhere to be found, and this at a school which is typically one of the worst performing academic schools in Baltimore County.
Woodlawn has been struggling academically for at least 20 years. I guess enough is enough. We have to make sure it's safe. If we don't have safety, if the kids don't feel safe, I just don't know how they can learn.
So you just figured this out now?
Yeah. Woodlawn carries just 2 out of 5 stars, ranks in the bottom 17% of all Maryland public high schools. So no, not only does it academically stink, it's not safe for the kids. And Coleman says, look, these are very precarious situations we're watching, and it may impact people's lives.
I think this is life or death, actually. I really do. Because if they behave like that in school, what are they going to do next? And, you know, I don't want to see any children hurt or killed, and I don't want them hurting and killing someone.
77% increase in school violence over the last 3 years. That is just unacceptable. And so here's the question. Why do they tolerate this? Why do they allow this to happen in a public school? Baltimore County, where with the superintendent there. What about the Maryland State Department of Education? I know Dr. Carol Wright. She seems like she's got a great head on her shoulders and, mm-hmm. and seems to want to go in the right direction. Why is this violence tolerated? Because there are a lot more students there who want to learn than who want to fight. And yet, now there's a big meeting coming up, I think, Thursday at Woodlawn. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. All right, stick with us here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It is 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680,
WCBN, Baltimore. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Mounting a forceful defense of free speech, Vice President Vance, representing the United States at the Global AI Summit in Paris. Vance says the Trump administration will ensure that AI systems developed in America are free from ideological bias, and he vows the U.S. will never restrict Americans' free speech rights. President Trump once again giving Hamas an ultimatum.
The president said that the Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement should be canceled if Hamas doesn't release all remaining hostages by this weekend.
Saturday at 12 o'clock, and after that, I would say all hell is going to break out.
The president said he was speaking for himself and that such a decision would be up to Israel. But he warned the terrorist group, saying Hamas will find out what I mean. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Found amid a Hezbollah weapons stockpile seized by Israel, humanitarian aid packages from USAID. That according to a report in the New York Post. Tulsi Gabbard one step closer to winning the job of National Intelligence Director, her nomination on the way to the full Senate for a final vote.
Gabbard has been one of the president's most controversial nominees, but Monday's vote shows she gained enough Republican support to guarantee success when the Senate holds its final confirmation vote later this week. Gabbard had to overcome criticism for past comments in support of Edward Snowden, who leaked classified information, and comments critics say echo Russia's justification for the war in Ukraine. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Mid-Atlantic region, including Washington and Baltimore, bracing for another big winter storm expected to arrive today, bringing lots of snow and ice. A lot of schools dismissing early or are closed altogether. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 78 points. NASDAQ futures 89 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Bull.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, and with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes on Morning. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. There's a wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, Outer Loop and Route 450, and it looks like the delay is going back to the ramp at Route 50, the left-hand lane block there on the Capitol Beltway, and I'm sure the Inner Loop is looking at it as it's leaving College Park. Everybody else at least going south to the Capitol Beltway, the lanes are open. Beltway locally, a little more traffic now at Hartford Road and down the west side, the usual area from 795 to Frederick Road. JFX, you're good. No problems there. But going north into Hartford County, the morning construction area, it's there pretty much every day. Northbound 95 is slow above Route 24, heading up to the 76 and the 77-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Next winter storm bringing us some snow late this morning and this afternoon. The heaviest snow tonight. And then tomorrow, some snow in the morning, but it begins to mix with rain, sleet, and snow. And that continues into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 28 degrees, and Edgewater 26, Ellicott City 26. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The following school systems have changes afoot, so please listen up right now. Attleboro County Public Schools, virtual learning today. Baltimore City Public Schools, after school activities are canceled. Baltimore County Public Schools, they're closing 3 hours early. Charles County Public Schools, closing 2 hours early. Frederick County Public Schools closing 3.5 hours early. Prince George's County Public Schools closing 2 hours early. Queen Anne's, Tier 1 off at 12 p.m., Tier 2 off at 1 p.m. Washington County Public Schools closing 2.5 hours early. Both Wicomico and Worcester closing 3 hours early. Howard County Schools now also closing 3 hours early. Talk Radio 680 WCVM at 7:05. My microphone is dripping down here, folks. I'm sorry about that. So we'll keep you posted on any additions or changes in that list throughout the entire morning. And there is, of course, a winter storm heading our way. Forecasters have announced a winter storm warning for much of the state today. Snow expected to begin around the area later this evening. Heavy snow expected through much of tonight into tomorrow morning. That can make a tricky morning commute for tomorrow. Maryland, among nearly two dozen states, filing suit against the Trump administration for defunding medical research. Anthony Brown, RAG, announced yesterday the state was joining 21 other attorneys general across the country in the lawsuit against the administration. And the NAACP is calling for immediate action, following what the group calls a, quote, horrific brawl at Woodlawn High School. We were just talking about that on The Morning Drive. It was happening on January 27th. It was captured on video. The video shows numerous students punching and kicking other kids. NAACP leaders are dismayed at what they call a lack of leadership at the school. And a Baltimore County woman will spend decades in prison after the bodies of her niece and nephew were found in the back of her car. Nicole Johnson has been sentenced to 50 years behind bars. Officers who pulled her over in July of 2021 found the bodies of her 7-year-old niece and 5-year-old nephew in luggage in the back of the car. She had said the child's mother had left the kids with her in 2019 because she couldn't raise them, but that both kids had died under Johnson's care. It's 7:06. Stein on Sports next.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Many questions surrounding the Orioles this season as they gather in Sarasota tomorrow, not the least of which will be the team's philosophy at the plate. Its leading home run hitter from a year ago gone, and in Cody Ash, a new hitting coach in the dugout. Oriole manager Brandon Hyde was asked about the team's approach this season.
You know, we scored a ton of runs, especially the first half. And you know, a lot of that came from homers and slug. We had some guys with their walk totals that were down from their normal years. I think you're going to see that go back up.
Birds were second in the majors last year with 235 home runs, two behind the league-leading Yankees. A sidebar to the big performance by Derek Queen in Maryland's 90-81 win over Rutgers on Sunday was the play of senior guard Selton Miguel, the 6'4", fifth-year transfer out of South Florida, has found a home in College Park, averaging 11.5 per game and shooting 43.5% from behind the arc. Head coach Kevin Willard likes what he sees.
It's nice to have a guy that's old as Selton, because he doesn't get frazzled and he just keeps playing his game.
As old as Selton, kid's 22 years old. 5-3, 17 points for Miguel in Sunday's win. Terps host Nebraska Thursday night in College Park. And history yesterday for Glenelg Country High School guard Pat Curtin. Curtin with 35 points in the Dragons' 81-45 win over Gilman. Curtin going over 2,000 points in his high school basketball career. It's 2,000 more than I scored. Coming up at 7:35, a basketball icon says it's time. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Kamala Harris is living in a fantasy world. Donald Trump's ultimatum, the president has delivered to Hamas over the hostages. And our lead story, a pastor advocating violence over the Elon Musk Doge actions?
Indeed. Steve Caudle is his name, and up in the pulpit, talking to his congregation, here's what he had to say. Again, please, understand the background of this. This story to me is so bizarre. The background is, there are a bunch of government employees who might not have their jobs. That's it. There are a bunch of employees who might not have their jobs. Guess what? You work in private industry, you might not have your job on Friday. That's simply a reality those of us in the private sector accept as part of our world. But the very fact that somebody's looking at cutting the fat in the federal government, just looking at it, making recommendations, this somehow justifies a call for violence from the pulpit.
I'm worried that we are on the verge of bloodshed. This is an attempt to take us back to a day that we do not want to go and we will not go. So therefore, there will be conflict.
Take us back to a day we would... I mean, was he talking about taking us back to slavery? I mean, I don't understand what the hell the reference is, truly. Well, take us back to what, sir? If you could, take us back to when the government was efficient. When was that? Probably around 1786, 87, maybe 1 or 2 years after that. But he went on by saying, here's what you really have to be afraid of. That demon, Elon Musk, He's going to steal grandma's Social Security money.
No one likes violence, but sometimes violence is necessary. When Elon Musk forces his way into the United States Treasury and threatens to steal your personal information and your Social Security check, there is the possibility of violence. Sometimes the devil will act so ugly that you have no other choice but to get violent and fight.
All right, so here's you have the dynamic now being set up, Sean, that Elon Musk is not simply looking at ways to streamline the government and cut the government fat and do away with a number of federal programs that are either duplicate or, frankly, just are not doing the job very well. He now is there so he can steal grandma's Social Security check. There's a variation on push grandma over the cliff in a wheelchair.
I mean, it's ludicrous, the fact that he's a billionaire 10 times over. He doesn't need to steal anything. I mean, that's just ridiculous. If anybody's been stealing, it's been elected officials that have been raiding our Social Security Trust Fund, that have been creating these federal agencies that do nothing. So
they can reward their friends.
Yeah.
And then their friends turn around and give them money.
Exactly. So that's the reason why we're getting such pushback on this, because their time is up.
Yep. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. By the way, fully underwritten by actually nobody.
Somebody's underwriting it.
Somebody is.
I ain't sitting here for free. Know what I'm saying?
You're sitting there because your wife said get out of the house.
Well, that's another story for another time. The outer loop of the it's not far off. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, that wreck is now on both shoulders at Route 450. I was looking at the camera back at Route 50. It's a nasty backup right now for the traffic coming up from 214 and trying to get into College Park. The inner loop has been looking at it, so that's slow as well. So that's a big problem. In Annapolis, it's gray. It's just, you know, it looks like it's going to snow any time. But right now, we're clear at the Bay Bridge headed west. Most of the traffic westbound in the morning. You're okay towards the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97. Beltway locally, yeah, a couple of brake lights here and there. Hartford Road down the west side. JFX is still good. We've been looking at least some brake lights southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, and that construction area, Harford County, keeps us slow. Northbound 95, at least the right lane is blocked northbound at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel forecast, a winter storm warning is in effect for today through tonight and early tomorrow. High today 35. We see the snow. It's out there, but it's not quite here yet. So sometime later on, maybe early this afternoon, we'll see some snow flurries. And then the heavier snow tonight and then accumulating snow. And it could be anywhere from 2 to 5 inches north and west of the city. 3 to 6, from the just a little bit south and east of the city, and then down on the eastern shore in southern Maryland, we could see 6 to 8 inches, according to those in the know. Yeah. So it'll be the meteorologist.
He says enigmatically, those in the know.
Those in the know. 29 in Severn right now. It is 30 on the eastern shore in Stevensville. And time once again for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
And we are liberating American businesses and unfair trade practices with the tariffs that have been placed due to start on March 1st, roughly, on Mexico, Canada, and the 10% already on China. Yesterday, the president reacted to steel and aluminum imports coming from foreign manufacturers.
Our nation requires steel and aluminum to be made in America, not in foreign lands. We need to create, in order to protect our country's future, resurgence of U.S. manufacturing and production, the likes of which has not been seen for many decades. It's time for our great industries to come back to America.
Yeah, and imagine having to rebuild our military, having to rebuild our Navy and our Army, etc.
All over again.
All over again, but with foreign steel.
Oh,
imagine. I mean, that's just that's insanity is what it is. No doubt about that. As for education, of course, Linda McMahon is the education secretary, and President Trump has said that he hopes that she puts herself out of a job.
I want to send education back to the states. You know, if you send education to Iowa and to Indiana and to a lot of these states that are so good, to Idaho, they have no debt, they have no crime, they have no this, they have no that. It's like perfect.
It may not be such a great idea for the state of Maryland, though, when you get right down to it, because the state has completely ruined the education system and continues to do so. First with the current. Oh, by the way, where are the Democrats on that non-elected person?
Yeah.
The head of the Kerwin Commission. Remember that? He wasn't elected to anything. Yet, you know, he came up with all these ideas. And then, of course, the blueprint for the future, et cetera. And they all took that as gospel because Kerwin said it. It must be done. So they weren't really all their panties in a wad over that. As Brett Baer, the never-Trumper, had the Super Bowl interview on Sunday with President Trump, he tried to get him on a gotcha question. It was an interesting response by Trump. We'll discuss why here in just a second.
Do you view Vice President J.D. Vance as your successor, the Republican nominee in 2028?
No, but he's very capable. I mean, I don't think that it, you know, I think you have a lot of very capable people. So far, I think he's doing a fantastic job. It's too early. We're just starting.
But by the time you get to the midterms, he's going to be looking for an endorsement.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that this has been the greatest opening, almost 3 weeks, in the history of the presidency.
That's like been the fastest and the most stuff happening.
Well, we've done so much so fast, and we really had to because they have really, what they've done to our country is so sad. It's so sad. We're going to be bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Now, I do like J.D. Vance. I think it was a good selection. But I think what Trump is doing here is like, look, the proof is in the pudding. It's very early yet. You're going to have
He wants Trump to be a lame duck as of now.
Right.
Really? He's been over 3 weeks. You wanted to be, say, yeah, okay, I'm done here. It's going to be this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously?
Exactly. And the fact here is that you have to earn this thing, okay? And Vance is believe me, he'll be up to the job when the time is right.
Right.
You know, it's such a rush to get rid of them already. That's Never Trumper, Brett Baer, and there's a ton of them over there at Fox. I do want to include this here as part of the MAG update because this is an important story. Tim in Essex, good morning.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning.
You want to give a shout out to Secretary Hegseth?
I absolutely do. I served in the 82nd at Fort Bragg.
Thank you for your service.
Appreciate that. And to find out that Fort Liberty has been renamed Fort Bragg, they found a different Bragg to name it after. CFC Ronald Bragg served in World War II, receiving the Silver Star. It's like Christmas.
It is. It's fascinating to watch this this turnaround. And Hegseth said yesterday there are many more to come.
I hope so. Looking forward to it.
Tim, thank you for your service. Thank you for that shout out.
I don't know if there's a Fort Kosciuszko or not, but for the Revolutionary War, but finding another one of him in order to name a fort would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Good news. GOP Senator Susan Collins, the key swing vote, will vote to confirm RFK Jr.
All right, then.
So that looks like that's going to happen maybe this week, maybe tomorrow. Tulsi Gabbard has cleared her cloture vote, meaning she'll get a full Senate vote tomorrow. Lisa Murkowski is a yes. Why all of a sudden are these rhino Republicans, because they don't like Trump, okay?
No.
Because Elon Musk and others, Scott Pressler and others have vowed to primary them when the time is right. Believe me, that's the reason why they're all of a sudden they found God. 7:21, that is, of course, our MAGA movement update on day 23 of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. and our golden age has just begun.
Still to come, Trump's ultimatum to Hamas over the hostages.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
During the first 2 weeks of his second term as president, Donald Trump has issued a flurry of executive orders. Prior to retaking office, Trump announced with great fanfare his intention to heavily utilize executive orders to reprioritize the agenda of American government and to reshape American culture. Indeed, Trump has issued executive orders regarding a wide variety of subjects, ranging from border security to the elimination of DEI programs in the military and in government offices. But regrettably, there's a great deal of ignorance and misunderstanding about what executive orders are designed to do, as well as the constitutional authority and justification for them. So this might be a good time to offer a few clarifications regarding what executive orders are and what they are not. Firstly, an executive order is not law. Remember that Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution vests all lawmaking power in the legislative branch, that is, in Congress. This means that the president has no lawmaking power, so executive orders are not law. Properly understood, executive orders are communications from the president to the executive branch of government, providing instruction on how the existing laws will be administered. So any order that purports to create law is not constitutionally valid. Finally, we should always be wary about executive orders which are designed to declare emergencies, since this is always the precursor to government abuses of authority. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Beltway west side, pretty solid here, I-70 down through the ramps at Route 40, and then much better as we go south of there. Now, the inner loop at Green Spring, some brake lights after Green Spring to the JFX, and then looking at the camera beyond that, we're okay over towards I-83, and then the Parkville side now has become heavy between Harford Road and Providence Road. Typical ride, it's going to back up almost, well, it's just about there now on the outer loop at Bel Air Road. So once you cross the ramps there at exit 32, you'll start to get the brake lights, and it's going to be slow from there until you climb the hill towards Providence Road. JFX still doing okay. There has been some slowing at both the Harbor Tunnels southbound, but for the most part, it's the normal delay. Let me just check 895 right here real quick. Looks like we're okay in the toll plaza there, Child Street, and everybody's okay. We had some brake lights at O'Donnell Street. That's still there on 895. 95 looks like it's busy only around Keith Avenue and into the toll plaza on 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says winter storm warning in effect for today. 35 and cloudy today and snow arriving sometime this afternoon. Heaviest snow overnight into tomorrow morning before it changes over to sleet and then rain as temperatures rise. Accumulation is going to vary by your location. Right now it is 27 and cloudy in Reisterstown, 27 in Dundalk. We got Charlie Gistler from State Highway Administration on the hotline with us. Good morning, Gish.
Hey, Gish, man.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing A-OK. So we're, I guess, pre-treated the roads already, right?
Yes, we did. Well, we didn't have any residual left from this weekend's little impulse that came through. We went ahead and pre-treated all day yesterday. So the brine is down. It's been allowed to dry. What that does, just to remind your listeners, is that leaves a film of salt behind, and it prevents that initial bonding of snow and ice from forming up on the pavement, easy to plow off. So that's what we're doing now. We have all the shops in. We're going to complement them with our contracting forces as the morning moves on and be ready for whatever it brings us the next couple of hours and throughout the next 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah. It's we'll have to wait and see how much we get. Of course, that's the big question.
Yeah. But areas down south are supposed to get more than they are up here, which is kind of the polar opposite of what's been happening this winter so far. Usually it's north and west to get more, but this time points south are going to get more. So, you know, we tell people it's going to happen right before the afternoon rush hour. That's never an opportune time because our equipment is out there, and we don't want to be stuck in traffic with everybody else. That limits our effectiveness is to get the pavement clear. So if you can get everything done now and curtail travel this afternoon, this evening, that'll do us a big favor. But if you do have to go out, and we realize some folks do, get all the information you possibly can by going to roads.maryland.gov. You have the storm map there, which shows where all the equipment is and where they were, and also the chart application, which shows you all the live traffic cameras and an incident page.
Very good. Yep. Charlie Gishler, thanks, Charlie. State Highway. Appreciate thanks again, Charlie, for the hard work. Appreciate it.
No problem. Take care.
All right. Have a good day. All right. Let's take some phone calls here this morning. Joey is in Edgewood.
Morning, Joey.
Hello, Joey.
Joey, could I hang on? But I can answer the question. He says, can Doge audit the Pentagon? Yes, that's on the list.
Yes, they can,
yeah,
and they will.
They will, yeah. That is on the list of things to do. Chuck is at Columbia. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was listening to Senator John Kennedy, and he has identified over 6,000 people, 112 years old, still cashing their Social Security checks.
Imagine
that. Nothing wrong with that, you guys. Nothing wrong. Hey, by the way, when are we going to hear some quotes from Senator Alterbright? I'd like to hear what she's doing these days.
Yeah, we played one last week, and she got embarrassed on a question during the RFK Jr. confirmation hearings.
Yeah. Let's keep hearing from her. See what we got in there.
All right, we'll do that.
You count on her for continuing wisdom, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Barbara in Baltimore.
Good morning, Barbara.
Hey, good morning. I called to talk about the preacher, but yeah. I'd just like to say this about Benjamin Netanyahu's decision, or President Trump helping him make the decision, and I think it's a good one, to end this dribbling of hostages for hundreds of known terrorists. At the rate that they're going, three of the hostages for 100 terrorists, they will have brigade, battalion, and division to fight by the time all the hostages get. And my question with that is, have they seen signs of life from what they claim to be 95? I don't think they have that many people still alive. Not from the way the people that did get out, the way they looked, especially those men. They're so emaciated. I don't believe that they are alive, and I think it's time for that to happen.
Well, I think
proof of life.
Yep. Well, I think the hostages will be returned dead or alive.
Proof of life?
Yeah. No, I mean, Hamas has stopped. Hamas has stopped releasing the hostages because they're claiming Israel has violated the ceasefire deal. President Trump was very angry yesterday. We're going to play his comments coming up right after the news.
Well, he was, but he has every right to be very angry.
He does, 100%.
I'm glad they did. But I just, if you have time, this preacher that is calling for violence, I think he's mistaken, number one. People that he's talking about, this is a racial thing with him. Because so many black people do work for the government. But because of what we're seeing, all the fraud and abuse, it almost looks like he's making an excuse to keep terrible employees.
Yeah. Barbara, I think you're right. Listen, we're up against the hard break.
I think you're right.
So sorry.
I think you're right on in that that evaluation. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 7:30 up next, the Trump ultimatum to Hamas. Right now, news headlines.
Thank you, Sean. The Anne Arundel County Public Schools, virtual learning today. Following school systems have actually early closes of various links, so let me run through them real quickly if I could. Baltimore City Public Schools, after-school activities are canceled. Baltimore County Public Schools are closing 2 hours early. Charles County closing 2 hours early. Frederick County closing 3.5 hours early. Prince George's County Public Schools closing 2 hours early. Washington, Wicomico, and Worcester closing 2.5 hours early. That's Washington and both Wicomico and Worcester closing 3 hours early. Howard County is also closing early, 3 hours early. So the storm is on the way. Be aware, please. Other news, Baltimore County Police Department is hitting the recruitment trail. The department is kicking off an aggressive recruiting campaign to bring new blood into the ranks. Baltimore County's department is the 21st largest police agency in the nation, but is having a hard time covering all of its bases with 240 current vacancies within the department. Officials say those men and women who want to join the force should come to the department's recruitment marathon on February 22nd. If you happen to live down on Federal Hill, there's a change for you. Some CVS customers in the Baltimore area are going to have to find a new place to get their drugs. CVS Pharmacy on South Charles in Federal Hill closing for good on April 2nd. Officials with the store say customers' prescriptions will be transferred to a nearby store. Another winter storm is heading our way. Forecasters have announced a winter storm warning for much of the state today. Snow expected to begin around the area later on this evening. Heavy snow expected through much of the night. Tonight and into tomorrow morning, which could make it a tricky morning commute tomorrow. And Baltimore leaders plan to look on the issue of increasing Baltimore gas and electric bills. On Monday, Council President Zeke Cohen was among those who called for an investigation of BGE's rate increases. 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Cassethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3 Lottery, 238, Pick 4, 5118. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
That construction area, Harford County, has moved off to the side now, northbound 95 at Route 24. So now we're good to go. The backup there in Harford County at the 76-mile marker, at least for now, has cleared. And no active construction, at least in the roadway at that point. There is slowing on the Beltway, Parkville to Towson, interloop through Pikesville towards the JFX. And the west side, the different areas are a little bit slow, but basically 795 Liberty Road down through the ramp. At Route 40, Capitol Beltway still hurting with a wreck on both shoulders in Prince George's County on the outer loop at the ramp at Route 450 with delays back to the interchange at Route 50 as you're coming up through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Next winter storm bringing us some snow late this morning and this afternoon. The heaviest snow tonight. And then tomorrow, some snow in the morning, but it begins to mix with rain, sleet, and snow. And that continues into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Yes, the 2025 Orioles pitching staff gets its first public viewing tomorrow as pitchers and catchers report to Sarasota. Newly acquired Charlie Morton will be there. Japanese star Tomoyuki Sugano will be there. So will the holdovers from a year ago. And while most of the attention will be focused on Eflin and Rodriguez, no doubt, skipper Brandon Hyde said there's another hurler to consider.
But Dean Kramer took a huge step last year, huge step forward. Adding the split finger, really being a solid major league starter. Can see him improve even more than that.
Talking about Dean Kramer, but there are questions surrounding Dean Kramer, who missed 8 starts a year ago and saw his win total drop from 13 in 2023 to 8 a year ago. A former assistant to Michael Bidwill is suing the Arizona Cardinals owner, alleging that he unmercifully harassed, quote-unquote, her in an effort to get her to leave the team. Among the many allegations in the lawsuit, Brittany Neuheisel says Bidwill demanded that she disavow her children and grandchildren, and that he told Neuheisel that her relationships were affecting her work performance. NBA action last night. Did you catch Victor Wembanyama in D.C.?
This is a heat check. You gotta be kidding. Three threes in a row for Victor Wembanyama.
Well, the Wiz certainly couldn't call on Monumental Sports. Victor Wembanyama, 31 points, 15 rebounds, 3 blocks, 5 three-pointers. 131-121 was the final. Here's the Spurs star after the game.
I think we showed some solid attitude and constant and steady involvement on both sides of the court. So it's the key. It's always the first step to winning.
He's the key. Wiz now 9-44 on the year. College basketball, local product Gavin Walsh tearing it up in the America East Conference. Walsh, a 2023 grad from Loyola Blakefield, averaging a double-double on the season. 10.5 points, 10.5 rebounds per game for the Binghamton Bearcats. Last week at Mass Lowell, Walsh snagged 23 rebounds in a single game. That is a Binghamton record and the second highest single game total in the NCAA this year. Walsh comes home Thursday night when the Bearcats travel to UMBC to take on the Retrievers. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a basketball icon says it's time.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
One of the great basketball figures of our time as a coach and as a player even way back in the day and a broadcaster at 91 years old, Hubie Brown.
Wow.
Called his last NBA basketball game over the weekend. It was in Milwaukee, which was fitting because he got his start as a coach in Milwaukee under Larry Costello in 1972. Players and coaches from both teams came over to congratulate him. They gave him roses. Mike Tirico, who was his former partner, videoed in and gave him a tribute on the broadcast. And Hubie Brown was a great broadcaster, is a great human being, and really was a pleasure to listen to all those years in
the NBA. What a great, you say Hubie Brown, immediately think of basketball because that's how much he's contributed to the game.
91 years old and still working.
Still working.
Still working.
Well, there's hope for you, Gary.
Only 28 more to go, God willing.
Your wife said, you know, keep him going.
Oh, she wants me out of the house.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
That's why we're
by
all
the way,
here.
We were talking about this last night. Guys, Bruce, you especially. She loves you guys because you got me out of the house.
Yes.
At 5 o'clock in the morning.
Why do you think Sean's here? Why do you think I'm here?
That's right.
Our wife's saying, get the hell out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
Whitaker's wife says, and not only get the hell out of here, but go to traffic reports for 137. All at once.
Welcome to the morning drive for wayward husbands.
Yes.
Her words last night were, thank God for the morning drive.
Yes. Oh, no.
Thank you. Yes. Appreciate that. I got Marty. He's all ticked off at me this morning. He says, my response to the brawl at Woodlawn and the complaint there about no adults intervening. He says, he's really ticked off at anyone complaining about adults not intervening in the brawl at Woodlawn. You really expect school employees to risk liability and injury, break up a brawl when they're neither equipped nor trained to do so. The job should be done by the police, who are both trained and equipped and have the legal authority to use force necessary to break up the brawl. They're also given a level of protection, as assaulting a police officer is a felony, a protection not given to school staff when a law that would have given school employees the same protection died in Senator Bobby Zirkin's desk.
Yeah.
Multiple pieces of legislation. Look, he does have a point.
Yeah.
I get that. But I just have a tough time.
Right.
As a human being, as a person, you don't legislate morality. There's right and there's wrong. And to me, anyway, and this is an individual decision. I'm not casting aspersions on anyone not making that decision. To me, I would want to intervene because guess what? Somebody else is going to get hurt during that brawl. Maybe not the two who started it or the two who jumped in, but somebody else, some other innocent, is possibly going to get hurt as a result of this.
Somebody being held down by two people and having the tire
and they, or be killed. I mean, or be killed. And I could not live with that as a human being. That's probably why I'm not teaching school. And I understand teachers being reluctant to do that. But then how many more of these brawls are we going to put up with? Are we going to see before somebody in this state, and this is this state and the county and the school system is run by Democrats. So you Democrats, what the hell are you going to do to stop this kind of stuff going on at Woodlawn High School? Yeah. Now, I don't know whether you have to give the teachers nets, you know, the kinds they used to shoot. Mm-hmm. They used to shoot nets and you put a net over them, you know, to either, you know, inhibit or prohibit this kind of activity, or if you give them some kind of spray, mace or pepper spray or something, if you don't want to physically get involved, I get that, because you could get injured.
Yeah.
But somebody's got, there aren't enough police at Woodlawn. You got 1,900 students. There were at least 70 to 80 students involved in this brawl that I saw in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
So what's the answer? Do nothing and watch as innocent children are hurt or perhaps even killed. Just do nothing, because we've got do nothing Democrats in the state of Maryland.
Well, at the same time, I think the point he has is well taken, to say if you can't get legislation to indemnify teachers and administrators from intervening in that kind of situation, they're not going to be inclined to, because we live in the world's most litigious society, and some parents of some thug is going to say, oh, you disciplined my little sonny boy, we're going to sue your pants off and take away everything you have.
The people that were involved and saw it, they said that it looked like it was maybe it was black on brown. It was a lot of black students fighting Hispanic students at Woodlawn High School. So it just it's very, very sad indeed. All right, President Trump was upset at the state of the hostages that he saw being released recently.
Hamas has been a disaster. And by the way, I have to tell you that I watched the hostages come back today, and they looked like Holocaust survivors. They were in horrible condition. They were emaciated. It looked like many years ago, the Holocaust survivors. I don't know how much longer we could take that when I watched that. I know we have a deal where we're supposed to get, they dribble in and keep dribbling in, but they are in really bad shape. They have been treated brutally, horribly. Even the ones that came out earlier, they were in a little bit better shape, but mentally they were treated so badly. Who could take that? You know, at some point, we're going to lose our patience. When I see that scene that I saw today with people coming out of helicopters and airplanes that are emaciated, that look like they haven't had a meal in a month. No reason for that. And I don't know how much longer we can take it.
Do you want to recap?
I don't know how long we can take it. When I watch people that were healthy people a reasonably short number of years ago, and you look at them today, they look like they've aged 25 years. They literally look like the old pictures of Holocaust survivors. The same thing. I mean, the same thing. And I don't know how long we're going to take that.
Trump has delivered an ultimatum. Hostages, every single one of them, out by noon this Saturday, or let all hell break loose. Close quote.
7:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, another guy who's been told by his wife, just get out of the house and do something for a while. Just quit bothering me. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Burse. Brought to you as a service, Suburbies Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road.
It's true.
You're lying. Southbound 95, a little slow, top of the hill, Keith Avenue ramp. We're going in to all four lanes, open southbound as you're moving through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And the good news is we're coming out on the south side, eventually down to 95 Russell Street and 395. 895 has had some brake lights off and on right in that area around O'Donnell Street. Once in a while, it backs up a little bit further than that. Right now, it's sitting at O'Donnell Street there, and the tail end of the backup is actually going to stretch back now towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So probably about 15 minutes on 895, maybe 5 to 7 minutes on 95 southbound with that lay. Beltway, pretty much the normal backups. Parkville side through Greenspring and on the west side. It hasn't been too bad, but there are some areas between Liberty Road and Frederick Road where it's slow. City Police with a new rank on the northeast side at York Road and Belvedere Avenue. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today. Check your battery, belts, hoses, antifreeze, tires. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We do need a contestant for the Choose Your Fake News segment.
Yeah,
so if you'd like to play, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-922-6680. Reserve your spot. You have have a chance to win a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug and play Choose Your Fake News and match wits against the panel here. Winter storm warning is in effect right now through this afternoon, this evening, and early tomorrow morning. Accumulating snow is expected. Snow expected to start sometime this afternoon and then lasting heavier snow all the way through overnight and then changing over to sleet and or rain tomorrow as temperatures begin to rise. But it'll be another wet day tomorrow as well. Right now, 27 and cloudy in Parkville. It is 26 in Middle River. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And our contestant today is Al in Essex. Good morning, Al.
Good morning,
Al.
Good morning, everybody.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I got to go last.
Got to go last. All right, well, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. The Danes have hit back against President Trump with a Buy California bid as they vow to take over Disneyland and bring, some of their stuff to Hollywood. They're calling it the Denmarkification of California.
Well, they're nice people over there. They're great Danes.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Thank you very much. Story two, squad member Representative Ayanna Pressley is ranting about white people again. She complained last year about white people failing up. Well, last week, she has introduced a bill that wants black folk to get moving fees and expenses and assistance when they're moving to a predominantly white area or neighborhood. It's part of her overall reparations approach, says Pressley. Mm-hmm. And story three, a judge in Maine stunningly has ruled that a mother is forbidden from taking her daughter to church, any church that her ex-boyfriend does not approve of. The two were married, had a daughter 12 years ago, but they split up. And recently, the mother enrolled her daughter into a Bible school and was wearing Bible verse t-shirts when the boyfriend believed that was his daughter was being indoctrinated against her will, thus the ruling. All right, story one, the Denmarkification of California has begun. Story two, Pressley says black folks should get white moving expenses in a white neighborhood. Or story three, a judge stunning a mother with the orders that she cannot take her daughter to church. All right, we will start with Mr. Whitaker this morning.
I'll go with the Great Danes.
All right. One for one. Log that, just in case.
Log this. Idiot.
Mr. Bruce.
Actually, I think story one's true. I think I saw something about them bringing Lutefisk on a stick to Disneyland. So,
shut up.
I think that's a true story.
Is that the Danish rapper?
Oh, yeah. Lutefisk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Listen, I'll do the Danish jokes. Get the hell out of here.
And I, not only have you done the Danish jokes, you've done most of the Danish.
Yes. Yeah,
Mr.
I know.
Casey, you didn't disappoint me.
I think story three is also true. I think that some Yahoo would make that decision. So I'm going to guess Ayanna Pressley did not say that.
All right. Bruce goes for number two. Kristen?
I think that one could be probable, and I could see the judge making a decision like that. I think I will also go with number one.
Kristen also chooses one. Al in Essex?
I'm going with number one.
All right, Al goes for number one as well. Story number three gets no votes. A judge stunning with orders that the mom can't take her daughter to church. That's a true story. And story number two, Ayanna Pressley saying that black folks should get moving expense assistance, moving into white areas. That is our fake news story of the day.
Wow.
So Bruce gets the best of Chuck. Sorry about that, Al. Thanks for listening and playing.
Oh, he's so special. I just love him to death.
Well, I wanted to give him an opportunity to gloat back, because yesterday you were gloating.
Oh, he was, really.
Rather vociferously.
He loves it.
Sorry.
Well, you know what? Some people need that, and it's okay.
I do need it, Bruce. I do. Because I'm so chastised every day, I have to reach out when I can.
Oh, that's fair enough. That's fair.
Poor baby.
I know. We're really
sorry. A little
sorry,
pity
Chuck.
Party here for Chuck.
Would you like some wine with that cheese, or cheese with that wine?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the joke right, Chuck.
Huh? I heard you.
If you can't take this, I don't know. Well, there's a big event that may be coming up in the near future. Maybe.
Oh, listen, I'm in training for that. Somebody's going to get knocked out that night, I can tell you that.
That's why they call him Mr. Krabby Pants.
Mr. Who?
Krabby with a B, not a P.
Oh, such a crappy pants.
No, with a B.
That was the chairman joke.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
Goodbye,
best of the morning drive. You may just have heard it. Who knows?
That's it.
Available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Rumble page. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave, and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We can add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We can tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, the man who knows everything about everything. He just doesn't like to show off all that much. Chuck Whitaker.
So true.
Yeah, I know.
I'd have to have my own show if I was going to do that.
We can arrange that.
I'm sure you can.
We've got some time on the weekend if you...
Gee, thanks. I got nothing else to do.
We can work around your tea time and everything.
Bruce, I used to like you much. Stay out of this if you would please.
Thank sure,
you.
Not a problem.
Sure, just get lost for a minute.
Not a problem.
I-95 southbound, slowing here right at the curve at O'Donnell Street. So from there through the plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, about 10 minutes right now. 895 is also slowing at O'Donnell Street through the tunnel and into the plaza at Childs Street. 15 minutes there. So 10 on 95, about 15 minutes on 895 southbound. Beltway still has at least some delay. Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring, down the west side. City police are still working on the wreck on the northeast corner at York Road at Belvedere Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker, the know-it-all, with traffic and weather in the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
You heard of Mr. Peabody?
Yeah.
He's Mr. Nobody.
Mr. Everybody.
It's the second Mr. Nobody in town.
He's Mr. Everybody.
That's right. Mr. Sherman. Somebody.
Gee, Sherman. Mr. Peabody.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Winter storm warning is in effect today, 35, and the snow will start later this afternoon. The heaviest snow overnight, accumulating snow throughout the area, and that'll mix in with some sleet and rain tomorrow as temperatures begin to rise. Right now, it is cloudy, 28 in the city, 30 in Annapolis. Let's go to Chuck in Roland Park.
Hey, Chuck. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Listening to your comments about moral obligation of the teachers to break up a fight. Unfortunately, guys, in this communist state and this very litigious state controlled by scummy lawyers, any teacher that lays a hand on a student can be arrested for touching a minor or assaulting a minor. That's why they don't do it.
So, yeah. So if the teacher just trying to separate two warring factions could then be charged with assaulting a minor.
Look it up. All right. It has happened.
All right. Well, that would explain it. That certainly would. If that is its actual statute on the books, that would explain why anybody is reluctant to do anything. So yeah. Maybe they just ought to lock the doors of the cafeteria, and the whoever survives can crawl out. Maybe that's the answer to this. Hey, this state, I'm telling you, it's and somebody came up with the term "leave no one behind." Who was that? I can't. My memory is not what it used to be, Bruce. But
I think they should just give all the kids pool noodles and say, "Go at it." You know,
Marty said there's multiple SROs. How many? Two, three. For 1,900 students, are they? You got to worry about school shooters. You got to be worried about violence and others bringing weapons into schools. Mm-hmm. Now you have to be worried about while eating in the cafeteria, you can't have civilized behavior anymore. In fact, you may not have civilized behavior anywhere in the school.
And they are being served the very best mystery meat, by the way, that Maryland has to offer. And I think that's something important to note. By the way, there's this journalist, Shelby Talcott is her name. She writes for Semaphore. And she was asked about how long do you think Elon Musk is going to hang around? She said, well, pretty much forever.
Ultimately, if Donald Trump is happy with Elon Musk, then Elon Musk is going to stay. And so far, it seems like Donald Trump is very happy with what Elon Musk is doing and is content to let him sort of run this government efficiency agency as he sees fit.
Yeah, and that's the case. Donald Trump has tasked him with something to do. All evidence would indicate he's getting done exactly what he has been tasked to do. So the next question is, does Donald Trump have the authority to task him? Yes, he does, under Section 2, Article 2 of the Constitution. So, all right, fine. It's all within the law. So, basically, all you folks on the left who are crying about this, what you're saying, basically, is preserving the job of a bureaucrat who may or may not be doing anything is more important to you than the Constitution.
Well, it's another hypocritical moment for the Democrats, because remember Obamacare? Remember that website that they spent millions of dollars on and then spent $800 million to try to fix it? Well, as a result of that, Obama signed an executive order called creating what's called the United States Digital Service.
Yeah.
And the USDS was the forerunner for DOGE. They were charged with going in, finding what happened to Obamacare, waste, fraud, abuse, blah, blah, blah. They actually went people in and found people going in and hitting the refresh button. This was the team that was, quote, hired to fix it. All they did all day was hit the refresh button, yet they were getting paid for that. It was Obama that created DOGE, not by name, but by, you know, by
inclination.
Yeah. And Trump is just taking advantage of what Obama created before him.
Now, listen, you have to understand, though, that it could be that Donald Trump is not really in charge, that there's another individual who's actually really in charge. I'm not talking about Elon Musk. I'm talking about Kamala Harris.
As we think about the future, we must, as a society, as a country, invest in adaptation and resilience. And we have to understand these extreme weather occurrences are extreme, but they are increasingly less rare.
Really? Could you quantify that for us, please? No, but it sounded like a nice soundbite that almost made sense. But this is what I love. Kamala Harris yesterday was asked about why she's in California and does she have ambitions to be governor, as an example.
I have been home for 2 weeks and 3 days. My plans are to be in touch with my community, to be in touch with the leaders and figure out what I can do to support them. I am here and would be here regardless of the office I hold.
And would be here regardless of the office I hold.
And would be here regardless of the office I hold.
Because it is the right thing to do, which is to show up in your community and thank the folks who are on the ground.
You don't hold an office!
Coming up next, Crazy Mfume channels his inner who? 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Washington, D.C. and Baltimore in for some serious winter weather starting later today. Ice and snow spreading from the lower Ohio Valley and central Appalachians into the mid-Atlantic.
A lot of areas with 4 to 6 inches of snow, including the D.C. Baltimore area. D.C. Baltimore farther north might be 4 or 5 inches, and then areas farther south, like towards Fredericksburg, Virginia, we could be looking at anywhere from 6 to 8 inches or even more.
Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service. Tulsi Gabbard, one step closer to becoming America's Intel Chief.
The Senate on Monday advanced the nomination for Gabbard to serve as Director of National Intelligence toward a final confirmation vote later this week. She won by a 56-42 vote after winning support from reluctant GOP senators who feared she might be too lax toward security breaches after she refused to describe former NSA contractor Edward Snowden as a traitor for his massive document leak. Gabbard is expected to win confirmation later this week when the Senate holds a final vote. Bob Agnew reporting.
One person killed, others injured. An accident at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport.
At approximately 14:39, we had a mid-size business jet upon arrival collide with another mid-sized business jet that was parked on private property.
Scottsdale Airport spokeswoman Kelly Huser, of those injured, 2 were taken to trauma centers. 1 is hospitalized in stable condition. Yesterday afternoon's accident comes in the wake of 3 major U.S. aviation disasters in just the past couple of weeks. President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency has voided roughly $900 million worth of Education Department contracts. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 72 points, NASDAQ futures off 89. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, you're really not stuck, really. People think when it comes to paying for health care, they just have to kind of go along with the way it is, no matter how frustrated they are with it. But it's not true. MediShare has been a huge help to people for 30 years now. And more these days, especially, people are realizing what a great alternative it is. And the difference isn't just the savings, which are huge. It's the whole thing. You're a part of something good. It's a community of people who care for and pray for and encourage each other. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. You're actually sharing. And yeah, back to the savings, often up to $500 a month with MediShare. The customer service is refreshing too because they're for you. It's just a different way. And even though you might feel stuck with the frustrating status quo, it's not so. You can call them now and start saving and feeling better about how you're doing it too. Here's the number. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning, it's 8:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic over there on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Prince George's County, actually 2 new problems, BW Parkway northbound at right before 410 and Riverdale Road coming north. There's an accident there, the southbound side can see it, and they're looking at it, and as I was cruising around that area, I came across this, what appears to be a police incident. There are a lot of police cars here on the Capitol Beltway at 214, and both sides of the Beltway are slowing with all these flashing lights. Are about 5 police cars there. State highway truck is there. Not sure it's a wreck. It looks more like an incident. And there's going to be slowing on both sides of the Capitol Beltway through there. Again, right at Route 214. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Next winter storm bringing us some snow late this morning and this afternoon. The heaviest snow tonight. And then tomorrow, some snow in the morning, but it begins to mix with rain, sleet, and snow, and that continues into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 27 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 32. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Here is a current list of those school systems that are either closing early or have virtual learning going on. From top to bottom, Baltimore County Schools are closing 3 hours early. Calvert County, 2 hours early. Charles County, 2 hours early. Dorchester County, a half-day schedule. All after activities are canceled. Frederick County, a three-hour early close. 3.5 hours, it says. Garrison Forest School closing at 3:45. Howard County Schools closing 3 hours early. McDonough School closing 3 hours early. Prince George's County Schools closing 2 hours early. Queen Anne's Tier 1 off at noon. Tier 2, off at 1. Talbot County closing 2 hours early. Washington County closing 2 hours early. St. Mary's closing 2 hours early. Worcester and Wicomico both closing 3 hours early. So that's the current list of postponements because the weather, it's on its way, folks. Baltimore County woman will spend decades in prison after the bodies of her niece and nephew were found in the back of her car. Nicole Johnson has now been sentenced to 50 years behind bars. Officers who pulled her over in July 2021 found the bodies of her 7-year-old niece and her 5-year-old nephew in luggage in the back of her car. She had said the child's mother had left the kids with her in 2019 because she couldn't raise them, but then both kids somehow had died under her care. Baltimore County Police Department is hitting the recruitment trail. The department is kicking off an aggressive recruiting campaign to bring new blood into the ranks. Baltimore County currently their 21st largest police agency in the nation, but they are 240 vacancies short of full up. Some CVS customers in the Baltimore area are going to have to find a new place to get their prescriptions. CVS Pharmacy on South Charles in Federal Hill closing for good on April 2nd. And another winter storm heading our way. Forecasters have announced this winter storm warning for much of the state today. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3 was 238. Your pick 4, 5118. Next, Stunning on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Now, one benefit the O's pitching staff does have this year is they'll get a full season out of Zach Eflin, the right-hander acquired last year from the Rays at the deadline. Here's manager Brandon Hyde at the winter meetings on Zach Eflin.
Zach Eflin was a huge pickup for us at the deadline. It was incredible for us down the stretch. Brings so much professionalism and personality to our team. Love having him. I'm excited about him next year.
Well, next year is now. Eflin last year, 5-2 in 9 starts for the Birds, an ERA of 2.62. Eflin won 16 games for the Rays back in 2023. Ravens news, the front office in the process of piecing together the 2025 money pie. Ravens right now in a bit of a bind at $17 million under the cap. That's not a lot. They want to extend Derrick Henry, and according to GM Eric DaCosta, they'll eventually talk to Lamar about a restructure.
And I want Lamar to relax a little bit and kind of think back on what we accomplished as a team and what he accomplished individually. We'll have those conversations probably at some point.
Lamar counting $43,650,000 under the cap this year. That's approximately 20% of the team's entire cap. And finally, Dallas basketball fans up in arms over the Luka Doncic trade. Luka won his Lakers debut last night while multiple Mavs fans were ejected in the second half of their team's 129-128 home loss to the Kings, complaining about the trade. The Mavs will save a minimum of $25 million a year for the next 5 years by trading Doncic away. Coming up at 8:35, Hope Springs Eternal for Trey Mancini. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour
number three here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, America's judicial crisis is brewing. We'll take a look at, of course, the so-called legal experts on DOGE. And here in Maryland, Democrats like Kwesi Mfume and others frothing at the mouth as they try to get crazy in front of the...
That is a fry real hard, Sean.
Yeah,
it kind of comes naturally.
So there you have it. So first and foremost, we want to flashback now to there was a little bit of the Who Won't Get Fooled Again. You might recall one of the first lyrics of that song is, we'll be fighting in the streets.
Yep.
All right, with our children at our feet, if I remember correctly. And that is exactly what they have been advocating for now for a couple of weeks. Here's the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries.
We are going to fight it. Legislatively, we are going to fight it in the courts, and we're going to fight it in the streets.
He said it very calmly, coolly. Like, we're going to fight it. We're going to fight it in the streets. Yesterday in Woodlawn, site of the brawl in the cafeteria at Woodlawn High School, instead of being worried about that, and of course, keeping students safe at school, quite easy at all, gathered to advocate a little bit more forcefully that fight in the streets.
This will be a congressional fight, a constitutional fight, a legal fight, and on days like this, a street fight. Yes, we will stand.
So when you hear the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, and you hear a congressman of many years'
many
experience,
yeah,
Kwesi Mfume, talk about fighting in the streets. Well, if you're a Democrat in New Jersey, you just think, okay, I got the message.
We are at war. Anytime a person can pay $250 million into a campaign and they be given access, full access to the Department of Treasury of the United States of America, we are at war.
That's LaMonica McIver, Democrat Marxist from New Jersey. Johnny Zero was spotted yesterday at the event in Woodlawn.
I am pleased now to introduce one of those individuals leading the charge, the senator from Connecticut, Senator Chris Murphy. So, this is a constitutional crisis that we are in.
Yeah. Really?
There you have it. It's a constitutional crisis, and they're going to fight in the streets, and Democrats are saying, we are at war. Okay. Remember what Breitbart said? War. It's on. If that's what you want, that's what you'll get.
What's it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Edwin Starr.
That's right.
Yeah.
8:13.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
The construction, which went away for a while, is back. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. They get behind the Jersey Wall, and then they say, okay, well, it's 8 o'clock. Let's go back and block the right lane on the interstate. Okay? So either way, 76-mile marker northbound at Route 24, about a mile back up now through there. A couple of things down to the south. That was construction-related on that situation on the Capitol Beltway at Route 214 in Prince George's County. Apparently a water main break right off the end of that ramp, so they're blocking the right lane as well. We have a delay there. The wreck not too far away was on the BW Parkway northbound at Riverdale Road. I looked southbound at 202 and didn't see any backup there, so not too much of an impact for the traffic south of the Capitol Beltway. There's a minor wreck apparently on the shoulder leaving towards Columbia, southbound Route 29 at Route 100. Still some slowing on the Beltway at Hartford Road at Greenspring. Most of the slowing on the west side now is right around I-70 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Weather Channel forecast, winter storm warning is in effect for today, tonight, into tomorrow morning. Cloudy, 35 today. We're expecting the snow to reach the Baltimore metro area roughly, approximately around 3 p.m.
Okay.
So we're just in time for afternoon rush hour. Boy, is that going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Snow this afternoon, heaviest snow overnight. Accumulating snow will vary north and west of the city is going to be a little bit less snow, which is unusual. And then south and east of the city, a little bit more snow. So anywhere 2 to 5 inches north and west, and 3 to 6, a little bit south and east of the city, and then maybe down the eastern shore in southern Maryland, expect maybe a little bit more, 6 to 8 inches. And then that'll turn over to sleet and rain tomorrow as temperatures rise throughout the day. Right now, it is cloudy. It feels like snow when you step outside this morning. It's 29 in the city and 28 in Bel Air. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 on a Tuesday morning. Once again, it's time for us to figure out which lefty has absolutely lost it. And this young lady, I tell you, she just may take the cake. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And, okay, I'm trying to do this with the respect it is due. This young woman is a trisexual, as in T-R-I, not as in T-R-Y. Well, she'll explain it.
I am trigender, which means like a triangle, I have three genders.
I'm a robot, I like robots.
I am not a mule.
Male, female, and non-binary. And the difference between trigender and gender fluid is that I feel all three of these genders at the same time.
They quickly identified the problem.
You got a major screw loose.
All the time. It doesn't ever shift or change where I feel one gender more strongly than the other, like gender fluid tends to be. Also, I should recognize and accept that a lot of people don't see non-binary as a third gender. They see it as something completely separate from the binary of male and female. But for me, it's like a third gender. Or I guess you could call it a third identity.
I don't know. I don't know what the...
I know.
I love the music. Is that the dating game?
Yes, it is.
Whatever the case may be. Trigender?
Yeah.
Is that what
you're saying? Which one if you said it first? Yeah. It was trigender. I mean, T-R-Y. I thought, well, that's interesting.
No, Chuck, years ago, was a bisexual. Then he found out you could get it for free.
Yes. You married wife number one of, I don't know. I think he and I are about the same count, actually.
Also identified as a homosexual. He was a bum lay.
By the way, I just checked real quickly because I'm kind of fascinated because you have the Democrats railing about these major donations being given to Donald Trump, and somehow Elon Musk has now bought the presidency. Future Forward USA gave $265,000 to Kamala Harris. The Asana gave $50 million. American Bridge 21st Century, $42 million. The Laborers Union, $20 million. Bloomberg, $20 million. So yeah, there's a lot of big money around on both sides of the aisle. But apparently,
there are more Democrat billionaires than there are Republican billionaires, and people like George Soros and Warren Buffett and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg et al. They basically own the Democrat Party, lock, stock, and barrel.
Yeah, the idea that they're going to scream now about this horrible big money coming to the GOP is because they're not getting that particular chunk.
Speaking of people who have been tainted by money. Remember that Bishop Marianne Booty, mm-hmm. who criticized Trump during the inaugural prayer service and lectured him about immigration? Remember that?
Yep, I do.
Well, guess what, folks? We have found that Bishop Booty pocketed a staggering $53 million in taxpayer funds through her organization, Episcopal Migration Ministries. It should not be a surprise to anyone who's seen through the sanctimonious veneer of left-wing religious zealots who preach compassion while filling their coffers with public dough. Bishop Booty is, again, just one in a long line of so-called reverends who seem to have a great faith in green. Not the Green New Deal, but their own green. Just saying.
As they say in Blazing Saddles, Reverend.
Yeah, really. 8:20 here on the show, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Still to come, we'll talk about human trafficking is an issue here in Maryland. And I'm just wondering, how much taxpayer money has gone to A.G. Anthony Brown on these frivolous lawsuits he keeps joining? you know, with all these attorneys general, he like basically, because that has to, you have to commit staff to do the paperwork and the filing. Then there are federal court fees and so on and so forth. I'm just wondering how much somebody's got to dig into that and see how much he's wasting, because these many of these lawsuits have no chance at all. In the courts. All right, it's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Joining us once again, speaking of lawyers, we've got the lead counsel for the law offices of Michael Lee Friedman. Good morning, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you. I have more more pressing work.
Yes, you do.
Than joining things like those kind of things. Today we're going to talk about insurance. When people go to get auto insurance, they have a couple of choices. Choice number one is you can go to an independent agent, and that's an agent who deals with multiple insurance companies. And a lot of times one will buy homeowners insurance, business owners insurance, workers' comp insurance if they have their own business, and of course car insurance. And an independent agent might put you with different companies for different coverages. Or you can call directly to one of the large auto insurance companies that advertises on television all day and night and spend a lot of their money, I believe, on advertising rather than on paying claims. But be that as it may, those are the large insurance companies who you can go directly to. Some of them have their own agents, but they are, again, agents work. They are literally agents of the major insurance companies. They're not independent agents. So that's choice number one. And it's really an individual choice. I would always recommend an independent agent only because I think you got a better chance of getting better coverage and cheaper coverage from a choice of different companies rather than just calling one and having them tell you what they have. The other thing that's interesting when I talk to people about this is that some are interested in what is the cheapest rates that I can get, and the other is interested in what is the best coverage I can get, and then let's look at what the rates are. And when you deal with the former, when you just want the cheaper rate, the insurance companies really don't have to give you a broad range of what you could get. They don't have to tell you that you could get 10,000 in PIP. They don't have to tell you that you could get 100, 300 instead of the minimum 3,600. They don't tell you that you can get enhanced insurance for their UIM so you could possibly pick up an additional 100 or 200 or $300,000 in a case. Because all that adds premium, and you've already told them that you want the cheapest, so you're going to get the cheapest. So keep that in mind when you're calling for insurance. If March is coming up soon, and a lot of them roll over in March, decide whether you want to go independent or you want to go directly to the insurance company, and decide whether you want to talk coverages first or you want to talk money first. We deal with, obviously, insurance every day. You have any problems, give us a call, 410-363-6848. We can act as an independent agent, not sell you, but point you in the right direction. So there you go.
Now, speaking of which, Michael, the really burning insurance question today is, have we seen the last of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes in the State Farm commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that is so funny that you said that. I was thinking about that last night, and I certainly hope so. And you can throw Travis Kelce in that also, if you don't mind. You can throw them all out.
You guys are disrespecting the great Mahomo.
Yeah, thank you, Philadelphia.
All right. That's all I can tell you. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate that. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman, maflaw.com.
8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel is still slow right here at the O'Donnell Street ramp. They're going into the tunnel. They're coming out to the toll plaza at Child Street. There is a police car and another vehicle stopped on the right shoulder in the painted out area right before the tunnel. They're kind of looking at that, but it's just heavy traffic. And then 95 has all the lanes open going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and they're also coming out on the south side, which is always good, but there's heavy traffic there from the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. 7 to 10 minutes right now wouldn't be out of the ordinary for the traffic at both the tunnels southbound, and then 95 Russell Street, 395, that major interchange at Camden Yards is clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, winter storm warning is in effect. Cloudy, 35 today, with some snow arriving by around 3-ish this afternoon. Looks like it will impact afternoon rush hour. It starts off lighter snow, but the heavier snow comes overnight with accumulations, again, varying 2 to 5 inches north and west of the city, 3 to 6 to the south and east of the city, maybe 6 to 8 southern Maryland, eastern shore, etc. That'll turn over to a sleet and freezing rain tomorrow as temperatures begin to rise. So for the next, really, 24 to 36 hours, going to be some nasty weather. 30 right now, cloudy in Pasadena. It is 30 in the Middle River. It's 8:25. I think I know what's really driving Kwesi and Hakeem and Jasmine Crockett right. and Mad Maxine crazy, besides, Trump, because Trump is broken. He's Trump derangement yeah. syndrome. He's just lives rent-free in the minds. But it's Elon Musk. Musk is the latest, and of course, Elon Musk's team of Doge, waste, fraud, and abuse spotters and cutters, including one specific individual.
Thanks for joining us. We begin tonight with Musk and Big Balls.
Big Balls.
Big Balls.
Big Balls, who work for Elon Musk's so-called Department of Government Efficiency, Doge.
In the one case of the Big Balls kid, a literal teenager.
Big Balls online. Big Balls here that Katie's talking about.
A 19-year-old that goes by the username Big Balls.
So that would be one way that we could refer to him.
Young computer whizzes, the aforementioned Big Balls.
Because who among us doesn't feel better about Big Balls?
Big Balls.
Big Balls in charge of America. Air traffic control.
How? You're a horrible man. You could have given me a heads up, dude. Just a hint.
I wanted my jaw on the floor. I wanted to surprise you.
You certainly did.
With that one. So, Big Balls has a name. A 19-year-old Ed Korstein. Is his name.
Well, now his dates for life because of the money. Yeah,
exactly. That's his online nickname. That's what he called himself. So now, apparently, CNN and Wired magazine chose to zoom in on Korstein's adolescent alias rather than more substantive matters affecting Americans. So that's, this is what, it's the wrap-up smear that Pelosi talked about years ago. So he's a 19-year-old high school graduate who used that nickname. But now we've been told he has been reassigned. First he was, fired or hired or whatever. Now he's been reassigned. He's now over at the State Department. So maybe he's been put in charge of USAID with Acting Director Secretary Rubio.
Okay, folks, I just want you to have a heads up on this. By tomorrow morning, Sean Casey will have 7 different jokes about Big Balls going to Foggy Bottom. I'm just laying that out so that you know it's coming.
It's just amazing to me. And all the angst from the Democrats because of the federal buyout, which Bill Clinton was the first to propose, by the way, back in, I think, 94, 90, I think it was 95. And he was the first to propose that $25,000 buyout for federal workers. But any of the federal workers who have been cut right now because they're no longer needed or their agencies aren't doing the job, where was that Democrat angst when federal workers and military members were fired because they didn't take the jab? There was no Democrat angst. They weren't marching on buildings, threatening, we're going to get your asses, Mad Maxine and Jasmine Crow. Where were the Democrats then? Where was Radical Raskin? Where was Kwesi Mfume then when that was taking place? When federal workers were fired because they wouldn't take the jab, or military was booted out because they wouldn't take the jab because of their either faith or because they didn't like the science. They actually looked into it. These Democrats are nothing but hypocrites, folks. Remember that. And Trump knows it. And Trump is, that's the reason why he is flooding the zone. That's the reason why in just 22 days, I can't imagine, we've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
Reagan was great. But what Trump is doing is unprecedented.
It's pretty revolutionary, if you think about it. Actually, trying to return the government to the control of the people. We had drifted into an era where it was the government by managers.
It was always the claim of the fallacy of expertise. Well, you really can't talk about this because you're not an expert in this topic. And all the experts share the same big government opinion. So you were basically thrown out of the argument as to whether the government should be even bigger because the experts said, oh, it has to be bigger.
Now, thank Obama for Doge. Thank Bill Clinton for federal buyouts. Boy, you Democrats, you've really laid the path. 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Let's start with the schools that are impacted by the weather, which is approaching. Should be around 3 this afternoon that gets here. Baltimore County Schools closing 3 hours early. Calvert County Schools and Charles County Schools 2 hours early. Dorchester, the half-day schedule, all PM activities are canceled. Frederick County Schools closing 3 hours and 30 minutes early. Garrison Forest School, 3:45 p.m. closed. Gerstel closes at noon. Hope closes at 3 p.m. and no aftercare. Harvard County Schools closes 3 hours early. Maryland State Government liberal leave, by the way, from 12 o'clock until the end of the day today. McDonald School closes 3 hours early. Prince George's County School closed 2 hours early. Elsewhere, Queen Anne County, there's a Tier 1. They're off at noon. Tier 2 is off at 1. Somerset, early dismissal. Elementary, 12:30. Secondary, 11:30 this morning. St. Mary's, they're closing 2 hours early. Talbot, 3 hours early. And Washington County Schools, 2.5 hours early. 8:31 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, another winter storm is headed our way. Forecasters have announced a winter storm warning for much of the state today, with snow expected to begin around the area later on this evening. Heavy snow expected through much of tonight into tomorrow morning, which could make it a tricky morning commute. Baltimore leaders plan to look into the issue of increasing Baltimore gas and electric bills. On Monday, Council President Zeke Cohen was among those council members calling for an investigation into BGE's rate increases and business practices. An investigation also underway after a teenager was fatally shot in Annapolis. Officers called to the area of Holeclaw Street last weekend found a teenage boy with multiple gunshot wounds. Teen pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities believe the victim and the alleged shooter knew each other, but no arrests have been announced. It's 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Trust'em Will knows that we'll all eventually need a will. How about right now? Trust'em Will makes creating your will easy, like while you're lounging on the couch easy. Trust'em Will is designed by attorneys but customized by you, and all documents are state-specific and secure. Find your plan at TrustEmWill.com and use offer code RADIO now for 10% off. That's TrustEmWill.com, offer code RADIO. Trust'em Will is an online estate planning service. Visit TrustEmWill.com for details.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state funded programs.
Pick 3, lottery number 238. Pick 4, 5, 1, 1, 8. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We have that construction area on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop of Route 214. And with that, they're blocking the right lane as well. So there is a backup there. It's related to a water main break that's in that area. So the Beltway still affected, and the other side of the road kind of looking at it just a bit. So be prepared for that. The inner loop at Greenspring is still the slowing for the traffic as you're coming around the Beltway from 795 eventually over towards the JFX. In this construction area, they're back working again. They do construction during the rush hour. Northbound I-95 in Harford County is slowing at Route 24 at the 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Next winter storm bringing us some snow late this morning and this afternoon. The heaviest snow tonight, and then tomorrow some snow in the morning, but it begins to mix with rain, sleet, and snow, and that continues into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles baseball journey begins tomorrow in Sarasota. The pitchers and catchers reporting for the 25 baseball season. Birds have made the playoffs in back-to-back years, but have failed to win a playoff game. In fact, last year, scoring only one run in two games. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde recognizes there's still much work to do.
30 teams trying to get only one team is there at the end of the year, and I think we're doing everything we can to try to be in that position. The postseasons have not gone well the last 2 years. Hoping it goes well. Hoping we can get a chance to go well, get there again next year.
So do we. Ravens news, ESPN's Mike Garofolo reporting that the team is looking to extend the contract of Derrick Henry as the King has expressed his desire to retire as a Raven. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta probably wants it done.
I'm just so grateful that Derrick chose us last year, came in and just, I can honestly say, like, his attitude and the way that he played was amazing.
The combination of Henry and Lamar in the backfield, combining for the most yards of any duo in National Football League history. On the hardwood last night in D.C., the Spurs and their big man came to town.
This is a heat check. You gotta be kidding. Three threes in a row for Victor Wembanyama.
And he would get five in all. Call on Monumental Sports. Victor Wembanyama, 31 points, 15 rebounds, and three blocks as well. 131-121, San Antonio. The big man on what went right after the game.
I think we showed some solid attitude and constant and steady involvement on both sides of the court. So it's the key. It's always the first step to winning.
Local college basketball, Towson, quite a story. The Tigers now winners of 10 games in a row, the latest over the weekend at Monmouth. This is the same Tigers team that lost six non-conference games in a row back in November and December, head coach Pat Scarry.
And we had a ton of injuries and illnesses. You know, you just mentioned, you know, Tejada missed six games. Christian May, who's a terrific player, missed five games. The flu ran through our group, and we really only had one practice. And
Tigers and the University of Delaware Thursday night at TU Arena. The time now is 8:37 when we return Trey Mancini on the Comeback Trail.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Well, once a rising star in the Orioles system, cancer derailed the promising career of Trey Mancini. The O's eventually unloading him to the Astros in a 2022 deadline deal. But before he left, he gave us a memory that we'll never forget.
In the ear to right. Lowe will drift back. Lowe doesn't see it. Lowe lost the ball. Here comes Hayes. Trey's going to go to third. Trey's going to be waved home. Here comes Mancini. He is
safe.
Safe. Safe. Safe. A fairy tale has come to life.
He was chugging down that third baseline. And, of course, that was on Mo Gabba Day back on July 28th of 2022. Two-run inside the park. Homer beat the Rays that day. Trey Mancini, it did not work out for him with Houston. No. It didn't work out for him with the Cubs. He does have a minor league deal with the Diamondbacks in spring training, and he's trying to make a comeback in 2025. You really have to admire that, coming back from cancer.
Yeah. Yes, that is just comeback of the year type stuff. You know,
I met him once very briefly during spring training a long time ago. Nice guy.
Nice guy.
Real nice guy.
Ended up marrying a nice young lady. She was a reporter for Masson, the Nationals, and they're still together.
Oh, wonderful.
So, that is a great story.
It's a nice story. I hope he does make the comeback.
Very good. Thanks, Gary.
See you guys tomorrow.
All right, 8:38. 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Okay, this is kind of interesting, folks, because there's been a lot of hubbub about how dare Donald Trump do what Donald Trump has been doing, which is basically performing the function of the presidency. I guess after 4 years of having a guy who's only awake for 3 hours a day, you do get used to a certain lethargic kind of pace, and that is not Donald Trump. It's man sleeps around 4 hours a night, literally. He's one of these individuals. That's what he needs. That's what he gets. But he gets a lot more done every day because of that. And so Jonathan Turley, constitutional law professor at, I think, GW down in D.C., says, look, when you're talking about some of the stuff Trump is doing, you have to be pretty clear that he has the authority under the Constitution to do exactly what he's doing. For example, on the buyouts.
He does have this authority. I'm not entirely convinced as to the basis for this federal judge. They're saying, look, we will allow you to stay home. You don't even have to show up at work according to the current order for other employees. You can spend 8 months looking for another job, and then you agree to resign. That likely is within the authority of the president. Presidents often change the work conditions, hours, appearances of employees.
See, a lot of people in the private sector understand that your employer does have the right to change your working conditions unless you're under very specific contract restrictions, which gives you the ability to say, no, I'm sorry, my union says this, we're not going to do that. That's fine. But apparently in the public sector, this is a brand new concept for an awful lot of public sector workers. Turley says, look, this is no different than any agreement between an employer and an employee, and under Article 2 of the Constitution, Donald Trump, he is the head of the executive department. He is the boss.
This is an agreement between the employees and the administration, a consensual agreement that they would resign if they could have those months to look for a new job. You do have to comply with federal laws. You do have to deal with appropriated money in the way that it was appropriated to be used. All of that has to shake out. I think these federal judges, however, have gone too far. I think that they are really butting up against Article 2, the inherent powers of the presidency.
Article 2 says basically that the president is the head of the executive branch. He is in charge of the executive branch and can use his employee base as he sees fit. Now, think about this in the private sector. If your boss said to you, you know what, Bob, we're going to downsize the company probably in around 6 months. We're going to give you 8 months full pay. You go home and you start looking for a new job. You have 8 months to do this. We're going to pay for you for 8 months so you can go out and search for a new job. How many of you have been offered 8 months of severance so that you then go out and look for a new job because your boss just happens to think you're a swell fella? I mean, this is exceptional as far as the workplace goes.
It's much more than what Clinton was offering. Clinton was offering $25,000.
That's
it. $1,995, but you'd have to adjust for inflation. But that was all for federal employees as he was down. He and Gore were downsizing after the Gingrich Revolution, Republican Revolution of 94.
Yeah, the off-year elections were basically after that. They had to triangulate, as it were. But this is, look, this is a good deal for these people who choose to take it. And Turley says that the whole argument for the Democrats and from these judges, it's kind of curious.
The argument that you're going to shut down the government coming from Democratic members because of these policies is curious. I mean, the Democrats are threatening people that want less government with shutting down the government. That's like threatening a vegan that you're going to impose a beef ban. I mean, it's not going to be particularly effective. In fact, it may be celebrated.
Yes. Please, don't throw me in that briar patch. It's 8:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCVM Traffic and Weather on the threes. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
8:95 now, at least right here at the O'Donnell Street ramp. Looks a little better going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So it looks like now most of that backup is gone. Just a little bit slow going into the tunnel southbound. 95 right next door. We can see the live shot there. Even from the top of the hill at Keith Avenue, all the lanes are open. JFX, you're clear. From Ruxton Road through downtown, you're a little bit slow on the inner loop between Greenspring and the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Weather Channel forecast, winter storm warning in effect now through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, 35 today. We're expecting some precipitation in the form of snow by 3 o'clock this afternoon. Light snow to start, but then the heaviest snow will fall overnight. And again, accumulating snow is expected 2 to 5 inches north and west of the city, 3 to 6 inches south of and east of the city, and then eastern shore, southern Maryland, 6 to 8 inches are expected. So, again, rare for the southern parts of the state to get it worse than the northern part, but that's just the way the storm is tracking right now. And again, it'll change over to sleet and rain tomorrow as temperatures begin to rise. Right now, we're at 31 degrees and 7, 29 in Middle River. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A guy in Los Angeles got to meet the firefighters who saved his home from the Palisades fire last month. His name is Dr. Anthony Nesburn. And they left a heartfelt note in his mailbox that said they weren't able to save many homes, but they were proud they could save his. Here's Dr. Nesburn reading the note along with comments from the firefighters that saved his home.
To whom it may concern, the house to the right of you was completely on fire, and the burning fence between the houses was about to catch your house on fire. And we kept the fire from that door. I couldn't believe it because I did not know how the house survived.
That was one of our prouder moments, being on the incident.
Since then, our team has found great solace on your deck, gazing out at the beautiful Pacific Ocean.
Now, just amazing. And those firefighters work hard. They could not save a lot of people, but some they did save. And they eternally are grateful. One of the things that the Biden regime did do very, very well was to fill federal judge vacancies.
Mm-hmm.
As of this moment, there are only 42 vacancies out of 890 federal judgeships. That's it.
Yeah.
They worked at lightning speed to get that done, and many of those judges are being used right now to block, thwart, or otherwise impede the executive branch. And that's why as soon as they confirm RFK Jr., Tulsi, Cash et al., they ought to start working on those vacancies immediately. So you don't have that hanging over your head by midterms of 2026. Should be easy to fill 42. So get that done, Senator yeah. Thune, immediately, and then fill them as they become open. But I want to talk about some of this. We discussed Article 2 versus Article 3.
Mm-hmm.
Federal judge, four of them now, have blocked the Trump birthright citizenship executive order, which we expected. But four different judges now have done that. That's going to go to the Supreme Court. An Obama judge blocked the Trump administration from sending Venezuelan migrants and illegals to Gitmo. Again, these are the hardened, worst of the worst criminals. Obama judge. Another Obama judge lashing out at Trump, accusing him of failing to comply with a court order blocking the federal pause in monies until they get a chance to see where it's going, what waste, fraud, and abuse that DOGE has already identified, millions, if not billions of dollars are being wasted, taxpayer dollars being wasted. Another Biden-appointed judge blocked Trump now from a move to cut NIH funding, like the $168,000 for the Anthony Fauci exhibit over at NIH. You look at all these judges. Another corrupt Obama judge, Amy Berman Jackson, ruled in favor of a fired Biden holdover, allowing him to keep his job. A federal judge has no say over that.
No.
And the executive branch is run by the executive, which is
right.
The president. The president can fire at will.
Yeah.
Many of these employees. And a judge has no say over that situation. And then let's talk about the corrupt judges, five or six of them. One was a Trump-appointed judge in the D.C. circuit, and what they did to the J-6ers, which is just beyond the pale.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll be teaching that for years to come in the constitutional classes at law school, if they dare.
Well, Turley and other constitutional experts would say that this is an employment issue. It is solved and addressed by Article 2 of the Constitution. The employer is whoever heads the executive branch of the government. Right now, that's Donald Trump. For the last 4 years, it was Joe Biden. Who knows who follows 4 years from now? But that is the prerogative of the employer. And again, as I noted a minute ago, the idea somehow this is a bad thing or a bad deal for the employees to be offered 8 months of pay to sit home and look for another job.
Oh, my God. I mean, this look, broadcasting, you've been here for a long time, but, I mean, like most of us bounce around some.
Right.
And I can't.
I bounced around early.
Yeah.
And settled in late.
Right. So, I mean, the idea somehow that this is a bad deal for my life experience, wow. I'll take it.
Yeah. No, it's a, and I did look, because a lot of folks are saying, well, can we impeach him? We talked a little bit, touched on that yesterday. We could, but the odds are against it right now with the numbers.
It's happened once.
It's a simple majority in the House, but you still need the 2/3 to convict and remove on the Senate side. And right now with 53, you need 67. So you're not going to find 14 Democrats. You might even find one Democrat to go along with removing a federal judge at this point. So, you know, it's an issue. And that's the reason why Democrats acted with lightning speed to fill as many vacancies as they could.
Because they realize it's going to be very difficult to fill those positions. Now, one place they couldn't do it, of course, is the Supreme Court.
So, coming up, we'll Tom Holman and Kristi Noem, along with AG Pam Bondi, has a message for illegal aliens and those who aid and abet them. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave, and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We can tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Get the most accurate forecast from the Weather Channel at the top of every hour, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
I got to tell you a funny story. In 1981, I was a federal employee who worked at the Voice of America. Ronald Reagan was elected, and he was inaugurated. And one of the first things he did is he redirected funds out of VOA to Radio Martí, which was designed
for Cuba.
So reductions in force began, and I was I was riffed by Reagan. And you know what it did? It pushed me back into commercial radio, where I have been ever since. So I wasn't bitter. It was his prerogative. He did what he thought was the best for the country. I didn't sit there and cry. You know, I went out and did the best thing I could, and I found another gig.
I was doing a lot of on-camera iterations at that time. Many of them for the federal government. I have two or three departments. I was working for probably 40 hours a week. I mean, very, very busy time for me. Again, Reagan came in. They all disappeared in a day.
Right.
In a day. My entire business model disappeared. You know, within 24 hours, gigs were canceled. Everything was not. We're done here. Same deal. It's all right. Find something else. No one gave me 8 months' pay.
Nor did I.
8:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We have, however, arranged for Chuck Whitaker to receive 8 months' pay. That is for the last 30 years of service.
That's Reagan came in.
I kept doing traffic the next morning.
That's right.
Yes. we figured out a new position, a new name for, yeah. for Chuck's position at yeah. traffic team. Yeah. Barter tender.
The barter tender.
You know, you got to get some more time to do things. You know?
Yeah, okay. We'll
end of the shift like this, what are you, lacking oxygen?
I am. Lacking oxygen.
Blood's not making it all the way to the top of the bald spot or what?
No, it's not. Every once in a while, I got to get up, make sure the blood's flowing.
I just did the same thing, but I got back
yeah.
on time.
Yeah, you. I think you make sure it's flowing as the Baileys.
Yes. I just saw some snow flurries at 270 at Montrose Road. I'm just going to tell you that now.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's Foster Brooks.
Bread, milk, toilet paper as soon as you can. In the meantime, the tunnels are all in good shape. Even the Beltway now is completely cleared out. No late problems at all. Parkville side through Green Spring and down the west side. JFX, you're okay. All the late ride down to the Capitol Beltway, with the exception of that work they're doing on the outer loop in Prince George's County at 214. That's still a problem. They're blocking the right lane related to a water main break in that area. So there is some slowing right there. And again, just a little bit of light snow north and west of D.C. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, winter weather advisory and warning right now. Cloudy 35, snow by this afternoon, heavy snow overnight, and then it'll be sleet and maybe freezing rain as temperatures begin to warm up. So it will be accumulating snow, so it depends on where you are as to how much you get. Cloudy 31 in Dundalk, 32 in Millersville. Bruce, I understand that Kim has taken the day off tomorrow, so I'm sure it has nothing to do with the inclement weather, does it, Kim?
Long, it was long planned.
What a coincidence, huh?
What a coincidence.
It is a coincidence.
Of course it is.
You know? It's not a conspiracy or anything like that. No, I am. I'm taking tomorrow off, and Andrew Langer will be filling in, which I announced yesterday. Everybody's excited for that, of course. But the event that I'm going to will probably be canceled now because of the snow. So we'll see what happens. You know what's so interesting? I've decided to take a new approach to all this cold weather. I've decided to no longer wear a winter coat. This is my second day. Uh-huh. I feel like if trans people could convince themselves that they are the opposite sex, I can convince myself that it's not cold outside. And I have to tell you that I'm failing at this miserably.
Yeah, yeah. You can use a whole lot more body solids for insulation.
This experiment,
you don't have any.
This experiment of identifying as an Eskimo is not going well.
It's not working. It's not working. Oh, my gosh. But I tried it. I tried. You know, lots to talk about today. Of course, the Maryland delegation in Woodlawn, standing outside the Social Security office. You know what's so crazy about this? Is if the cameras would have panned over, they could have saw that it was empty. Because we found out right. that they've been working remote over there since COVID.
Yes.
So nobody's there.
How about Johnny Zero as the warm-up act?
Yeah. I know.
Did you see that?
Yes.
He introduced Senator Murphy of Connecticut.
Yes. And former Governor Martin O'Malley was out there, of course. But it was just so interesting to me because I'm like, nobody's worked at that building in years now. Because they're all working remote, but they all show up for a rally. So, of course, we're going to talk about that. Also, there was a rally for the blueprint, more funding. I thought it was interesting that they brought out kids to talk about how important this is, as if the students pay taxes and they understand that we can't afford it. So they're just, you know, they're using the children at this point to push it. But it doesn't pull on my heartstrings because I know we don't have the money. We just don't have it. We'll talk about that. And then also City Council, I believe, in Baltimore City, they are selling theater tickets. Councilman Zeke Cohen and friends are talking about how they're going to bring BGE forward and try to work on these rates as if it's BGE that they need to talk to.
Their party caused it, and now they're trying to cover up
exactly,
for it.
Exactly. And also, you know, back in 2016, you had Zeke Cohen making comments about how it was necessary for all these projects and how he backed and supported BGE 100%. But it's really, they got to call the governor and the commission. I mean, I don't understand why they're you know, doing this whole theater act right now. And I don't understand
because
why any of their...
Because they think we're stupid.
Yeah, constituents are buying it. I hope they're not.
They think we're stupid.
They're not buying it.
It is kabuki theater at best. All right, Kim Klasick Live coming up next. Tom Holman has a message for you if you're leaking the ice raids.
We think it's coming from inside, and we know the first leak of Aurora is under current investigation. We think we identified that person under investigation right now. The California leak, Secretary Noem, you know, she's correct. Some of the information we're receiving tends to lead toward the FBI.
Yeah. So the Lakers are going to go to jail. A.G. Bondy said, we're coming after him. Stay tuned. It's going to get interesting. Vinny Steele, he can sell your home. He's got all sorts of programs that can help do that. Besides the database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home, Vinny has the trade-in-your-home program, much like you would trade in a car. You trade in your home to get a new one. He's got all the details on that. They sell your home, stay in your home for up to 12 months in an amazing program. So you don't have that pressure of who sells first, who buys first, et cetera. And then the fixer-upper deal where you don't want to do all the work on fixing up your home in order to sell it. He's got a program for that as well. So just call Vinny, 410-709-7515. And he'll sell your home. It's guaranteed. Once you both agree on price and time frame, you sign the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell because of that database of tens of thousands. So 410-709-7515, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. Kim is next. Of course, we're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. to guide you through the snow. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.